then it's gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody. Yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves. They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi, and it's been a while, 19 days. Not the offseason, but close. And the Blue Claws back in town. Six games with the Wilmington Blue Rocks affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Blue Claws, Phillies affiliates, of course, 14-15 off of a 6-6 road trip. And Wilmington, 17-15 on the season. They took 5 out of 7 last week against Brooklyn in Delaware. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, it certainly is great to be here. As you say, it's been quite the layoff. It's got to be one of the longest layoffs maybe ever in this franchise.
I would say minor league baseball history. Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later on, but go ahead.
As far as home games.
Yeah, between home games, yeah. Because remember that Blue Claws had a two-week road trip. The two-week road trip didn't even exist until 2021, and then the gap was compounded because of the rainouts on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of April 28, 29, and 30. That washout weekend against the Cyclones.
So, Greg, when we met with manager Greg Radzinski in the dugout, actually, before today's game, we talked to him about the long, long layoff, if you want to call it that, and a couple of newcomers that have just joined the ball club. And they include two of the Phillies' top 30 prospects, according to the MLB pipeline. The pitcher, number 21 prospect, reliever Orion Kirkering, and the catcher, 26th prospect in the Phillies system, Caleb Ricketts. So we're anxious to see how they do, and here's that interview.
Well, if it seems like it's been a long time since we've been at Jersey Shore, it has been.
April 27th, Blue Claws played their last home game. They had a couple of rainouts and then 2 weeks on the road. We are here in the dugout with the Jersey Shore manager, Greg Brodzinski. And Greg, did you find your way here okay today? It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Plugged in the GPS, got here nice and early. So glad to be back for sure.
Road trip, you went 6-6. It's long road trips, that's what they are now for the most part in the Saudi League. In your career, do you remember any long road trips and maybe any particular road trip that something distinctive happened?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it was definitely a successful road trip. You know, we had a lot of good baseball that was played over those 2 weeks.
6-6, right?
Yeah, 6-6. Yeah. Six, a lot of good things that we saw from the guys, so that was exciting. I guess one of the ones that stands out was when I was coaching in the big leagues. We played 3 games in 3 days in 3 different stadiums because we had to make up a rainout on an off day.
This was
in 21, I believe, 2021, and we played in Atlanta and then flew to Cincinnati and played in Cincinnati the next day, and the next day we were playing in Washington. So it was back-to-back-to-back days. We played in 3 different states and 3 different ballparks, and so that was pretty – that was a interesting turnaround from one to the other, but it was fun.
Is that hard on the players at all?
A little bit. I think you got to kind of get your bearings, make sure you get your sleep. But, yeah, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world for sure.
Well, you have two newcomers who have joined the club on the road trip. So he's number 26 prospect, Caleb Brickett, the catcher, and Orion Kirkering, a right-hander, a reliever, has very good numbers at Clearwater. Both did. And what can you tell us about these two newcomers?
We're really excited to have both of them. Ricketts, catcher, you know, he brings some a good left-handed bat, and he's really solid behind the plate. He's really good with our pitchers and the pitching staff, and I think he's shown that in the few games he started last week. And then, you can plug him in the middle of the lineup, and he gives you some power and some hit ability from the left side. So really excited to have him. And then Orion's a big right-handed arm out of the bullpen with big league stuff. 100-mile-hour fastball and then a wipeout slider. So it never hurts adding a guy like that to your bullpen, so we're really excited to have both those guys.
And tonight, it appears to be a bullpen game. Tell us about that and who will be the pitchers tonight for Jersey Shore.
So we're opening with, we're starting with Garbrick. He'll start off for us, right-hander, and then it's just going to be a mix and match with the rest of these guys, and I think it's a good opportunity to give guys some more opportunities throughout the week to pitch and maybe pitch a little inning or two more than they usually do, so I'm excited to see them all compete and, you know, put them in the best situations possible and string them together. Hopefully put a lot of zeros up on the board tonight.
Is Kirkering going to pitch tonight, and if not, when will he pitch here?
He'll definitely pitch at some point this week. if we could pitch him every day, we could, but yeah, I think hopefully we'll get him out there tonight in a situation to win the baseball game.
All right, Greg, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski off of a good trip, Tony, 6-6.
Sure.
They went 4-2 in Hickory and had that home run bonanza game on May the 6th, a Saturday. It was right after the Kentucky Derby. That's when that game that night. And they hit 6 homers, 2 from Kendall Simmons, 2 from Rickson Wingrove, and tied a team record. And then they hit a bunch more in Greensboro. Nick Ward had 3 of them in the 6-game series in Greensboro. They were 4-2 and then lost the first 4 games at Greensboro and then battled back nice and won the last two, including a 6-1 win on Sunday. And Gunnar Mayer did something, Tony, that you don't always see, you almost never see in the minors. He pitched on 3 days rest, but that was because on the Wednesday game in Greensboro, he only lasted 2/3 of an inning, but he bounced back with a really good out on Sunday. His best is a Blue Claw, 3 scoreless, struck out 5 in that ball game. So Jersey Shore and Wilmington, Blue Claw's 14-15. Wilmington is 17-15 on the season. And these are the only 6 meetings between the two teams here in Lakewood this season. And they will play 12 times after this week. One series in Wilmington, in June in Wilmington, and another series in August in Wilmington. The Blue Claws are the only team, Tony, in minor league baseball to have not yet played 12 home games. And Jersey Shore's played 9.
Really?
3-6 in those. They went 1-5 against Greensboro and then 2-1 in a 6-game series with Brooklyn that included, unfortunately, 3 rainouts. Some hitting streaks on the line today. Kendall Simmons has hit safely in 9 straight. All games on the road trip he played in 9 of them. 14 for 40, 2 doubles, 4 homers, 12 ribbies. Casey Martin has a 7-game hitting streak over which He is 10 for 27. And, Tony, a note on Casey. He's walked a lot more this year. 15 walks and 115 plate appearances this season for Martin. So about, you know, 12 or 13% walk rate, which is about three times higher than his walk rate last year when he only walked 22 times in 489 plate appearances. And his on-base percentage this year is .368, 133 points better than it was with the Blue Claws a year ago. So there's been some significant progress at the plate from Martin, a former third-round pick.
Yeah, well, Casey's a little bit older now. He just turned 24, and he's been here for a couple of years, and all that plays into his maturity as a hitter. And you would hope that, you know, he would come along, and he's showing that he's doing that, has a better eye at the plate, striking out less, hitting for a little bit more power.
Yeah,
and he's
more
developing
selective,
nicely.
Yeah. He had that one great at-bat, and it was the first series of the year, the Greensboro series. He was down 0-2. He fouled off about 6 2-strike pitches, took a few balls, and then hit a home run on about the 10th pitch of the at-bat, which we said at the time I thought was maybe the best at-bat he's had in the, you know, two-plus years that he's now played for Jersey Shore. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Alex Garbrick for Jersey Shore in 10 games, he's 3-0, 12 2/3 innings, 15 hits, 10 runs, 9 earned. He's walked 4, and he has struck out 17. 17th round pick of the Phillies in 2021 out of South Carolina upstate. And he last pitched 5 days ago at Greensboro on Thursday. Gave up 1 run on 3 hits, and he will be the opener in the ballgame today. His longest outing of the season is 2 innings. And then on the mound for the Blue Rocks, it's Andre Lara, a 20-year-old right-hander from Coro, Venezuela. 1-3 with a 5.67 ERA in 6 starts, 27 innings, 26 hits. He's walked 6. He has struck out 18, and he last pitched against Brooklyn on Wednesday. Gave up just 3 hits over 6 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. It was his best outing of the season.
After a slow start, Greg, Blue Claws have battled back to right around 500 now at 14 and 15. And a quick look at the standings here. Blue Claws are still in it as far as the playoffs go. They're 5 games back of Hudson Valley.
Are we sure the umpires don't think it's a 6:30 game?
Really, yeah.
Where are they?
That is a very good
question. Our friend, poor Gianna Fiacco, who runs the show down on the field pregame, just peered down the tunnel to see if they're on their way. And
how's Gianna's eye on balls and strikes? What do you think? we may have to plug her in.
They've made it.
Rescued at the last
Lauren
minute.
Eubanks will be the plate umpire tonight, and Jalen Goodman will be on the bases. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Blue Claws, if this was hockey, you'd say they got a bunch of games in hand.
Yeah.
Because they do. Hudson Valley, which leads the league at 21-12, Blue Claws have played, that's 33 games. Blue Claws have played only 29. So they have a chance here. They're 5 games back. Greensboro is in second place. Wilmington, it's a big series here, if you want to call this a big series. Wilmington 3.5 games back, and Blue Claws 5 games behind the pace setters, Hudson Valley, but 1.5 behind Wilmington as they try to move up here in the standings.
Yeah, well, over the next 4 weeks, where there are 24 dates of games, Blue Claws will play 27 games because they still have to make up 3 doubleheaders, and one of those will be in Wilmington. 2 of those will be here against Brooklyn on May 31st and June 3rd. So of the next 27 Blue Claws games, 20 of them will be here. So this is the opportunity to kind of get some wins. And they play a Wilmington team that started slow. They didn't hit at all in April. And while they are right now 11th in the 12-team Sally League with 131 runs scored, in April they had a .206 team batting average and .596 team OPS, scoring 3.4 runs per game. But in May, that's up to .255 with a .783 team OPS and averaging 5.1 runs per game. So while they're still near the bottom in some offensive categories, a lot of that happened early in the year, and they're playing much, much, much better now in May than they did in April. And this will be a good series between these clubs here this week.
Yeah, they lead the league in earned run average, 3.57 ERA, and As you know, Greg, they're hitting a lot better in the pitching. They've got a couple of pitchers that have really done well in Dustin Sines and Luckum, who Sines has an ERA of 2.22, 1-1 is his record in six starts, and Luckum, fifth in the ERA at 2.33, hasn't been involved in any decisions as it's turned out, but he certainly has kept them in the ballgame. They are both starters, so Sines is pitching tomorrow,
yeah. And Luckum is pitching on Thursday.
Those two pitchers have kept them in games.
Yeah, and James Wood is the Nationals' number one prospect, right. Mm-hmm. A 20-year-old outfielder who's in the lineup tonight playing center field, batting third. He came over last year in the Juan Soto trade. He's hitting .282 with five home runs so far this season. Another note, Tony, on the pitching side. We talked about the Blue Claws bullpen had a bit of a tough stretch, yeah, at the beginning of the year. In the first 10 games of the season, the Blue Claws were 2-8. And their bullpen ERA was over 8.75. But since then, 19 games, and the Blue Claws are 12-7 in those games. Their bullpen is 10-2 with a 2.66 ERA. And that ERA is the best in all of high A among bullpens in that time period since April the 19th, so almost a full month. So that is certainly something that I know they're very excited about. And you know, most of these games right now are bullpen games, you know, if you will, because, Alex Garbrick is a reliever. He's going to start two of the four games in the series. That leaves you with Victor Vargas tomorrow, Matt Osterberg on Thursday, Jordan Fowler on Friday, Gunnar Mayer on Saturday. But you're getting a lot of mileage out of that bullpen. But that's okay, because the Blue Claws have 18 active pitchers right now, and only four of those are the starters, so that leaves a lot of opportunity for those relievers. The Blue Claws are taking the field right now, and we will have baseball coming up on what is a really nice night in Shoretown coming up in just a few minutes.
Greg has talked about Wood being the number one prospect in the national system. Also in the lineup tonight, number 18 prospect, batting cleanup, Trey Lipscomb. The number 8 prospect is right fielder Jeremy De La Rosa. He bats 7th. And then T.J. White, batting 8th in the order, is the number 10 prospect in the system. So the Nationals have quite a few promising young players on this Wilmington ball club.
30th game of the year for Jersey Shore, first against the Blue Claw, against the Blue Rocks of Wilmington, yeah. Made the 95-mile journey up from Delaware here this morning, and we are all set to go from Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks, first of six after this on BlueClaws.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Bally Live and MILB TV. alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tonight, the Blue Claws open up a six-game series with the Nationals affiliate, the Wilmington Blue Rocks. So, affiliates the Nationals, Blue Claws 14-15 off of a 6-6 road trip, 4-2 at Hickory, 2-4 at Greensboro. Wilmington 17-15 on the season, and they went 5-2 in a seven-game, six-day series against Brooklyn last week in Delaware. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, you're going to have a special guest on, too, in the second inning, right? Tell us about
him. Matt Gelb of The Athletic is here. He talked to Orion Kirkering and Caleb Ricketts, two of the new Blue Claws, before the game today. Kirkering, a hard-throwing relief pitcher from the University of South Florida. Ricketts, a left-handed hitting catcher from the University of San Diego, who's behind the plate right now, warming up with Alex Garbrick, the starter, who's 3-0 with a 6.39 ERA. Andre Lara for Wilmington, he's 1-3 with a 5.67 earned run average so far this season. Here's the Wilmington lineup, and it's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health with local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Vandel Pena leads off. He's the second baseman. Then Jacob Young in left. The center fielder is James Wood, and he'll bat third. Trey Lipscomb is at third base. He'll bat fourth. Then Will Frizzell, the DH. Onyx Vegas catching about sixth. Then Jeremy De La Rosa in right. T.J. White is at first base. He'll bat eighth. And batting ninth is Jordy Barley. He's the shortstop. So here's Vandel Pena to get things underway. Pena can run. He's got seven steals. The on-deck hitter, Jacob Young, has 16 this year, 52 last year, and 81 in his three-year professional career. So you got to be careful. First pitch by Garbrick, a fastball low, and we're underway. And the count, one ball and no strikes. So first pitch time today is 6:08, and the game time temperature is 78 degrees. Garbrick's pitch line down third, cued off the end of the bat, just foul, landing beyond the bag in third. And the count, a ball and a strike on Vandel Pena. Blue Claws 14-15, a game under 500. Wilmington 17-15. Pena bats left, and he's from the Dominican Republic, hitting a .98. Pitch by Garbrick, swing it, miss, pulls the string, a changeup, and the count is 1-2. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Marcus Lee Sang in left, Jared Carr in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. And the 1-2 is inside. Kendall Simmons at third, Casey Martin at short, and Hau Yu Lee at second. Rickson Wingrove at first, and the catcher is Caleb Ricketts. So 2-2 on Pena, and Garbrick, the right-hander, into the line. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul tip at home plate, and the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garbrick's a 24-year-old from Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. Went to USC Upstate, South Carolina Upstate. Was a 17th-round pick in 2020, won by the Phils. Gave up 3 hits and a run in his last game on the 11th, 5 days ago in Greensboro. Here's the 2-2. That's down and inside. Plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Base umpire is Jalen Goodman. These teams will play through Sunday, 1:05 start Sunday to wrap it up. And remember, tomorrow's a morning game, which is why this game tonight was a 6:05 start, and that one inside, he walks him. So a seven-pitch walk, and Pena's aboard, and that'll bring up Jacob Young, the left fielder, speedy left fielder from the University of Florida, seventh-round pick in 2021. 294 on the year with a home run, 15 batted in. He's 16 for 17, stealing bases this season. 81 in his career. He's only been caught 8 times. But Pena, the runner at first, who's got 7 steals of his own, held on by Wingrove. And Garbrick's pitch is a slider, swing and a miss, and the count is nothing and one. James Wood, a left-handed batter, who was in the Juan Soto trade from San Diego last year, is on deck. 0-1, Garbrick throws over, and back diving in is Vandel Pena. Wind blowing out towards center, but always a tough part to hit in, of course. Kind of back to reality for the Blue Claws after a week in Greensboro. Swing and a miss, the slider, and it's nothing in two. They also spent 6 days in Hickory, where the ball can fly around a little bit as well. 15 home runs in the 12-game road trip for Jersey Shore. 0-2 on Jacob Young. Garbrick's pitch on the outside corner got him looking. Strike three. So Jacob Young is punched out. First strikeout for Alex Garbrick. It's brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love.
Greg, we'll see if Pena tries to take off here. He's got those seven steals, you noted. Wilmington fifth in the league in stolen bases with 61. Just three ahead of the Jersey Shore with 58.
James Wood, the batter, throw to first, not in time. Caleb Ricketts is using James Wood, the batter, is using that pink bat that a few players got sent for Mother's Day on Sunday. I guess he liked it. 282 on the year with five home runs, 26 RBIs. Slightly open stance, runner goes. Pitches a ball, throw to second on target, the tag, not in time. It squirted away from Martin. And that'll be a stolen base. I think he had it anyway. It's the eighth steal of the season for Pena. He's in scoring position for Wilmington with one out. Now, Caleb Ricketts, if you remember last week, he makes his Blue Claws debut in Greensboro, and he threw out two base stealers in his first inning with the Blue Claws. Threw out one runner trying to steal third and another trying to steal second base to end the inning. Here's the 1-0, and it's lined hit well the other way. Lee Sang started in, goes back, reaches up, makes the catch. Nice play in front of the track, and he spins and fires it back to third. So line out to left field by James Wood, and that is out number two. It brings up Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman. Ricketts with Clearwater this year, or between Clearwater and the Blue Claws, has thrown out 12 out of 35 potential base dealers this year. 34%, which is very good. Here's Trey Lipscomb with a runner at second and two out. Lipscomb at 274, two homers and 16 runs batted in. Right-handed batter. He stays pretty far off the plate. Garbrick peeks back, and the slider is low. In the bottom of the first against Andre Lahr, the Blue Claws will have Nick Ward, Hao Yu Lee, and Caleb Ricketts. Ward the DH. Homered in both the games on Saturday and Sunday in Greensboro, did Ward. Lights are on. Don't need him just yet. Garbrick spins off second, or off the mound, rather. Looks back to second, but no throw. Pena, who walked and stole the base, is in scoring position with two down. And a 1-0 count on Trey Lipscomb. Navy blue jerseys for the Blue Rocks and the home whites for the Blue Claws. And the pitches pop them up on the third base out of the infield for Casey Martin. Drifts back into shallow left on the grass. Uh-oh. The wind takes it. He dives over his shoulder, and he makes the catch to retire the side.
Wow.
The wind got it. Yeah. It took it back about 30 feet, and Casey was barely able to reel that one in over the shoulder to retire the Blue Rocks. No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Wilmington nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat. Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may.
Nick Ward, who homered on both Saturday and Sunday in Greensboro, leads off for Jersey Shore, bottom of the first inning, no score. And he'll be followed by How You Lee, the second baseman, and Caleb Ricketts, the catcher, against right-hander Andre Lara for Wilmington. So no score, bottom of the first, and the opening pitch from Lara is a strike on the outside corner. Kendall Simmons bats fourth. He's at third. Then Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman. Marcus Lee sang in left, and Casey Martin at short, bat sixth and seventh. And Ward drives one high in the air, deep out in the right center field. Long run for Jeremy De La Rosa, the right fielder, way back, and it bangs off the right center field wall. The center fielder, Wood, picks it up. Ward turns around second. He's charging to third, and the relay throw on a couple of hops is not in time. It's a three-bagger for Nick Ward, and the Blue Claws have a runner at third with nobody out. It'll be a double. And an error. There was definitely a bobble out in right center by, yeah. It'll be a double and an E8 on the center fielder, Wood, who bobbled that ball, enabling Ward to turn on the Jets and head over to third. So not a triple, but he'll take it anyway. Runner at third, nobody out. And here's How You Lead, a second baseman. 293, a home run and 11 RBIs. And he looks at a fastball high, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Lee avoided a kind of a scary situation. Fastball called strike on the outside corner in the count one and one. In Greensboro, Tony, last week, he was involved in a collision. Fastball in the dirt. It gets by the catcher, Vega, back toward the screen. Ward comes in to score, and the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. So double E8 wild pitch, 1-0 Jersey Shore. But Ward was going out on a pop-up, playing short, and collided with Marcus Lee Sang, and their knees kind of got caught. But Lee missed two games, but came back, and he's good to go. So there's the 2-1, and he fouls it back 2-2. So Jersey Shore, Tony, quickly a 1-0 lead.
And Nick Ward must think he's still in Greensboro.
That
would have been long gone Greensboro, yeah. But he started the year.
As Lee swings and misses.
Ward did on fire, then cooled off a little bit, and now he's heated back up again.
So Lee strikes out swinging, one away. And that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts. So here's Ricketts' first home at bat. He and Orion Kirkering, a reliever who we might see later, joined the Blue Claws in Greensboro last week. Ricketts went 6 for 22, no homers and an RBI. And the pitch is foul back out of play to the left, and the count is nothing and one. Ricketts has always been a fast starter wherever he goes, and he had two hits and threw two base dealers out in his first game with the Blue Claws. Change up driven deep down the left field line, slicing foul out of play on the grass berm down the left field line, and the count is nothing and two on Ricketts. Last year, Tony, when he made his Clearwater debut after being drafted in the seventh round, and he hits this one in the air towards right center pretty well. Wood going back toward the track, on the track, but he's there right against the Provident Bank sign to make the catch, and that is out number two. So Ricketts flies out. But what I was saying was last year with Clearwater, he had four hits in his pro debut. He had a home run in his second game, and then this year he had two hits on opening day for Clearwater, then two hits in his first game with the Blue Claws. So hopefully he gets to the big league someday, and he's going to go 3 for 5 in his first game. Here's Kendall Simmons, who had a tremendous road trip, and the pitch outside. Kendall at 333 in 12 games. He's 14 for his last 40, hit safely in all 9 games on the trip, including 4 home runs. And he loses the bat as he swings over the slider, and it ends up in the camera well behind the Greensboro dugout, or beyond the Greensboro dugout on the third base side. Well, the count, one ball, one strike. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, will go get the bat and give it to Simmons, and Rickson Wingrove, who's on deck, will walk out some pine tar for him.
That bat went a long way.
It did. It probably went about 80-some-odd feet up the third base line, plus over into foul territory there by the camera wheel. Kendall, a former sixth-round pick of the Phillies in 2018 from Macon, Georgia. And he's trying to string together a good couple of months, stay healthy. He had an oblique injury, caused him to miss the first couple of weeks of the season. But he's come back, Tony, and he has really hit the ball well. And as far as this lineup goes, he adds a lot of depth to the lineup because, you know, they slide him into the four spot, push everybody down a bit. And it's been a very productive start to the season for him. Here's the 1-1. Slider down and outside from Andre Lara. And it's two balls and a strike. Jersey Shore leading it 1-0 on the wild pitch that allowed Nick Ward to score. Fastball and a called strike. And the count is 2-2. Pitch. Outside ball 3. And the count full at 3-2. On deck is Rickson Wingrove. Wind blowing out towards center. 1-0 Blue Claws. Breaking ball hit in the air well out in the left field. Going back on it, Young drifting toward the track. He's there, reaching up one-handed, making the catch, and that retires the sack. Simmons gives it a ride but flies out. Blue Claws get one run, one hit, one error, and they leave none. 1-0 to the second on BlueClaws.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. And Alex Garwick back out there for the second. Will Frizzell, the DH, will lead things off for the Blue Rocks. And we're joined by our pal Matt Gelb from The Athletic in town today. Matt, how are you?
It's always good to be here, Greg. I'm glad to get out here.
When was the last time you were here?
I don't know. We can't remember. We were trying to remember. I can't remember.
It was either 19 or 21. Did you come to do like Ohapi or Ortiz maybe in 21, fastball low to Will Frizzell, and the count 1-0, no strikes.
Might have been here for a hobby.
Yeah.
It's been some good guys that have come through here, and this is a good team. I'm excited to see some of these guys tonight.
1-0, and that one a slider low, and the count 2-0 and no strikes. So you talked to Orion Kirkring before the game today came up from Clearwater, where he was just basically toying with everybody. What did you heard about him coming in and fastball high 3-0? What did you learn from him when you talked?
I mean, he seems really relaxed, and that's what you want out of a guy, especially a reliever. He seems like he really fits in the reliever role, and he's taken off. His stuff has had an uptick, and he's exciting.
That is high, ball 4. So
I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he gets it up to 100, and really, though, the fastball is what, you know, you see 100, and you think, oh, wow, the fastball. But the slider is really his calling card, and the slider, by all accounts, is a plus-plus pitch, and you're talking about a guy who, you know, was drafted last June in the fifth round.
I think there's a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of teams who, you know, people have seen him from other teams this year, like, how did this guy get to the fifth round? So he's really interesting.
There's Onyx Vega, right-handed batter, fastball low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Vega, 8 for 42 with a home run so far this year. Blue Claws up 1-0, top half of the second, runner at first, and nobody out. I guess, you know, I know he was a starter. Here's a slow chopper to third. Simmons plays it shoulder high, goes to second. There's one lead, a first double play. Nicely turned, 5-4-3, double play. Simmons to lead to Wingrove, just like that, two men down. He was a starter and a reliever, and he kind of went back and forth last year at South Florida, so I don't know if that dulled some of the stuff. And that's how he – I mean, that's one good way to kind of slip through the cracks.
Right, I think there were teams that just didn't get very good looks at him, and I think the Phillies got good looks on him. Bryce Harmon is the name of the scout who was on him, and they got good looks at him, and he's definitely a prospect. He's interesting.
Slider to Jeremy De La Rosa, strike on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. De La Rosa, 259 with a homer and seven RBIs. Our guest is Matt Gelb from the Athletic, and that's in sound of the count, one ball, one strike. Has he been I know the minor league season's, you know, 6 weeks old, but in talking to people around the system, has Kirkering been kind of like the biggest name that stood out so far?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, obviously he's a little dulled.
Slider, swing and a miss, one and two.
You know, Painter's been hurt, and McGarry was hurt for, you know, most of April. You know, Mick Gable is obviously the probably the best of the guys that have been playing. But, I mean, people are really interested in Hao Yu Lee, and, you know, he's...
Slider, check, swing, he went around, strike three. You want to just stick around? We'll keep it right here through the break.
Yeah.
And that retires the side.
The pitch clock, man.
I know. When Painter would pitch, Painter threw a pitch last year when he was here at 11. Like 14 seconds. So he'd like get the ball back and start his motion within 2.5-3 seconds. But it does. You gotta be on your toes.
I mean, Lee, you know, people really like Hao Yu Lee, and I think what's been interesting is talking to Greg Brzezinski before the game is that the thing that has stuck out is that he's really put in the time and the work on the defensive side of the game. And I think that's been a question of evaluators is, you know, where does he end up? Can he stick at second base? And, you know, by all counts, it's gotten better. It's solid. It's playable. You've seen enough of it.
No,
I mean, it's definitely, you know, he's a bigger guy, right? So you're wondering, he's only 20. Like, how is he going to fill out?
That was the first thing I noticed when he got here. This is August of last summer. He gets here, and he's
built.
Jacked.
Yeah, he's a thick guy, and he's 20.
And he's only, at the time, he was only 19.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's pretty well filled out for a 19-year-old.
Yeah, and I think he's put in the work, and I think they believe that he can stick there at second base, and that's key, obviously. I mean, he needs, you know, the bar offensively is a little lower if you're able to stick at second base and be, you know, an average defender there at second. So, you know, he's got a great, you know, it sounds as if he's got a great approach to the plate. He's, you know, the numbers are solid. I know he struggled at the start of the year, and they wanted to see, you know, how does he come out of that, and they've really been impressed with how he's put in the work both defensively and offensively, and he's an interesting guy. But
and he's one of the younger players in the league.
Exactly right. But in terms of the first, you know, 5-6 weeks or whatever, I mean, Kirkering is the guy who I think really has jumped out, you know, and you've got Simone Muzioti, who's really played well at AAA and you know, is definitely in the picture for the Phillies now, I think, in the big league level. But Kirkering, you know, kind of coming out of nowhere, and just the way he dominated. And, you know, obviously he's a little older for low A, so here he is at high A, and he's going to get a chance here, I think, to pitch often, and we'll see how long he's here for.
Rickson Wingrove takes a fastball high in the count, one ball, no strikes. I mean, you had in one of your stories from the other day that they talked about sending him straight to double A, which would be, as Wingrove takes outside 2-0, which would be almost unprecedented.
They don't do that here often.
Nobody does it.
Yeah, they don't do that. There's other organizations who will push guys like that, especially, I mean, he's a college pick again. He's a little older, but they decide to bring him here. And
Wingrove gets jammed and pops it up shallow right. Pena out, De La Rosa in, second baseman. Pena jumps up. He didn't go back far enough, and it's over his head for a base hit, I think. That'll be a base hit.
The wind today, Greg, is causing a lot of problems.
It's been windy here most of the season. It usually, more often than not, in years past, it blows in. It's blown out more than it has in so far this season. Casey Martin misplayed a pop-up in the first inning with a runner on and two out that would have scored a run. He recovered and made kind of like a diving over-the-shoulder catch. But, yes, here's Marcus Lee saying three homers on the year, shows bunt, takes inside, and the lefty backs away. It's 1-0 from Andre Lara with Wingrove at first and nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. And then Caleb Ricketts is here, too, who flew out the fairly deep center field in his first at bat. Fastball outside, 2-0 to Marcus Lee Sang. And I know you talked to him, a guy that I thought he was going to be here at the beginning of the year. They kept some guys back in Clearwater at the start of the season, but Ricketts has done his hit since he's come up, and Lee Sang punches one over the head of the third baseman Lipscomb into shallow left for a base hit. Wingrove advances to second. It'll stop there as Jacob Young plays it back in. So a single for Lee Sang, first and second, nobody out for Jersey Shore.
I think the thing that sticks out about Ricketts right away is his size. I mean, he is enormous.
Yeah.
And he said he put on 15 pounds over the offseason just because he felt like he needed to fill out a little more. And he's a big guy. And you're right. I mean, like, he's definitely – look, his numbers at Clearwater were tremendous. But he was, you know, pretty advanced for that level. He was a four-year player at University of San Diego. And so, you know, he's where he should be right now. And
Casey Martin takes high 1-0. I don't know if anybody's made this point to you. This is just my opinion. Since they've restructured and there's no more short season, low A right now is much closer to Williamsport Gulf Coast League than it was to Lakewood when Lakewood was low A in the more expanded system prior to the COVID and the restructuring.
Way closer.
Yeah.
And it's thrown off everything, right? I mean, like, you have to reevaluate. I mean, and obviously, like, you guys here were low A for a long, long time. And so it's changed a lot of things. I mean, I think the quality of the Florida State League right now, it's hard to tell because teams are trying to figure out what to do with some of these kids. They want them to play full season, but they probably shouldn't push them. And so, it's interesting to see how different organizations have handled it.
Yeah. I mean, what the Phillies did, and what I guess a lot of guys did, was you kind of get to July, early August, and then you start to just send guys up. But at that point, you also have, as Casey Martin fouls one back, two balls and a strike, you have the draft, which is later now.
Right.
In late July, it used to be early June. So the draft is later, but then once you get those guys in, then it's kind of go time. And they sent Lee here, they sent Lee Sang here, they sent Kendall Simmons here, they sent Pineda here, all at the end of last year. Fastball outside, ball three. And the last month of the season is more like, all right, you got a month here, so let's see what you got, and you're going to be here opening day, and you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too, is if you bring over kids from the Dominican, too, I mean, like, they need to be ready to play right away.
Popped up behind the plate, out of play, 3-2. And they have the cap, the roster cap.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies for a while, too, ran two GCL teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really liked having as many, you know, roster spots for younger players as they could. And I think it's a shame. I mean, I really think that they should let, you know, they shouldn't be a cap. They should let organizations, they want to carry more or less.
3-2, foul back.
Let them carry more or less. And if you want to run two Gulf Coast League teams, you can run two Gulf Coast League teams. And, you know, honestly, Greg, the number is going to go down next year, it sounds like.
Yeah,
it's
165.
Now, right?
Yep.
And it's going to go down 15. And I really think it's detrimental to the sport. I do. That's my opinion. But
high pop by Martin. That'll get out of play. Third base side. Lipscomb gives it a look. Is the wind pushing it back a little, but still out of play. Three rows deep, 3-2 still on Case. He's had a good year. 265, two homers, and he's walked 15 times in 115 plate appearances. He only walked 22 times all of last season, too.
And people who see Casey Martin will still write him up because he's athletic, and there's not a lot of guys who have the kind of tools that Martin does in the Philly system. But, yeah, I mean, it's good to see him have a better approach, but yeah, I think there's always going to be questions. You know, can he tap into that athleticism?
Another 3-2 that time, swing and a miss of fastball, and that is strike three. So one away, and that'll bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. How is I don't know if you got to talk to him, but he was there. Did you see Andrew Painter last week?
I did. Yeah, saw him a little bit. Wasn't allowed to talk to him. Did say hi, but the Phillies have been very protective of Painter, and I understand why. But I mean, it was, you know, really fun to watch him interact with in the spring. You know,
fastball to Pineda's in there, a strike.
He fit right in. Like, I mean, he's 19 years old in his first big league spring training, and he's lockered next to Zach Wheeler. He's in the corner of the room where all the veterans are, and he wasn't, like, too cool for school. He wasn't afraid. I mean, he fit, you know, really.
Called strike on the inside corner. Pineda thought that was off the plate, and it's 0-2.
Fit right in, you know, and he was asking questions. He, you know, I thought it was really cool to see, and you know, they really wanted him to break camp with the Phillies, and I think he was on that path. And
0-2 is low.
You know, I still think he's going to pitch for the Phillies this year. I do, and they're slow playing it now. I mean, I watched him play catch, and he's long tossing now, and I think the hope is that he maybe gets on a mound in a couple weeks, and maybe you see him in minor league games. You know, sometime late June, sometime in June, maybe early July, and then
swing and a miss, high fastball, strike three.
Maybe he's in the majors sometime around or after the trade deadline. I mean, I think they're looking at him as a guy who's going to contribute. They just don't know when, and I think they're right to not want to rush it now because they want to get it right. And, you know, there's a lot of people involved in it because he's a big-time prospect, but I've just been really impressed with the way he's handled himself, you know, especially in the spring, getting to kind of watch him up close for the first time.
Carr grounds one to first, backhanded by T.J. White, steps on the bag, ends the inning. Matt, thanks so much. Matt will have a story coming out in a couple days, I guess, with Orion Kirkering, Caleb Ricketts, and Greg Brodzinski. I forgot you knew Bull so well from when Bull was with the Phillies for a couple of seasons.
Really happy to see him get a chance to manage. It's something that he's wanted to do, and I think he's going to be pretty good at it. He's got the right personality. He's got the right background. He's a catcher. Catchers make great managers, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Dusty Watson, who our pal, who was here. It's hard to believe. He was here 14 years ago.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It is.
Tell him that I said hello when you see him.
I will. I will do that. And that was the coolest thing about last year is all those guys who've been in the organization for a while got to finally experience what it's like. And Dusty is one of those guys, and Reese Hoskins, and Aaron Nolan, Zach Eflin, guys who came through here. So, I mean, that's really cool that those guys got a chance to experience that.
The Reese Hoskins, that was a shame. Is he still around?
He hasn't been around as much. I expect him to be around, a little bit more into the summer as he's able to do more things. I mean, I think it was hard for him to get around. I mean, his leg was, immobilized essentially. And so it was really cool to see him get the ovation he got when they did the ring ceremony.
And the banner.
I mean, it was great. You know, it was sad that was the situation, but I think it was really cool that he got, that appreciation from the fans. I think it's well deserved.
Matt Gelb from The Athletic, thanks so much, my friend. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 1-0 Blue Claws, back with the third on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the top half of the third. Blue Claws go to the bullpen, and they have a 1-0 lead. T.J. White will lead it off, and the first pitch is swung on and missed a fastball, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Carlos Betancourt is the new pitcher for the Blue Claws, and he misses outside with a fastball to T.J. White. 167, 2 homers, 9 RBI. Fifth round pick out of a South Carolina high school in 2019. 1-1, excuse me, swing and a miss. Betancourt pulls the string, and the count 1-2. Betancourt has been part of a very good Blue Claws bullpen of late. In his last 13 and a third innings, he's allowed only 3 earned runs and struck out 18 hitters. And the Blue Claws bullpen, which they'll try to get 7 innings out of tonight. Now this one cranked high and deep down the right field line. It's gone if it stays fair. Hooking and foul. And a good thing, too, because that was way out of here. It went back behind the signage down there, and a couple of fans are running down the hill to the fence at the back of the property. That ball was absolutely crushed, but it went foul. Blue Claws bullpen since April 19th, 19 games, 101 and two-thirds innings. They have a 2.66 ERA. They've been just fantastic. And Betancourt's been a big part of that. Fastball low, 2 balls, and 2 strikes on the year, 3.79 ERA, 19 innings, 8 earned runs with 8 walks, 24 strikeouts for Carlos. 8-9-1 here for Wilmington in the third. And the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. They scored a run on a wild pitch, which brought Nick Ward in back in the first. Fastball way inside. And the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jordy Barley's on deck, then Viondel Pena. Alex Garbrick, the starter, went 2 innings. He walked the leadoff batter in both innings, but did not allow a run or a hit and struck out 2. pitch on the way is a breaking ball. Pull foul down first. And the count's still 3-2. So Garbick will also serve as kind of the opener or starter on Sunday in the finale of this series. At least that's the way it's set up right now. You never know, of course. Here's the 3-2. And swing and a miss. Betancourt gets White on a fastball. His first strikeout, one away. It'll bring up Jordy Barr. Remember, the Blue Claws were going to use, have a bullpen game on one day, on Sunday, but then Gunnar Mayer went out on Wednesday of last week in Greensboro and couldn't get out of the first inning. So they said, all right, you got Sunday now. And he was great. Threw 3 scoreless and struck out 5. Here's Barley, who is at 250 with a home run and 7 ribbies and 9 stolen bases. First pitch is low. Now a count 1-0. So a run, 3 hits for Jersey Shore. No runs, no hits for Wilmington. And Betancourt's pitch is swung on and missed the slider. And it's 1-1. In the bottom of the third, the Blue Claws will have the top of the order. Nick Ward, How You Lee, and Caleb Rickens. And that one fouled back into the screen. And it's 1-2. First of 6 between the Claws and the Rocks. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks. These teams only 95 miles apart, but they never played until 2021. Wilmington had been in the High A Carolina League for 26 years with the Royals mostly. That one is a breaking ball outside. They were with Kansas City, then Boston for 2 years, and then back to Kansas City. And they stay in High A, but now, of course, with the Nationals after the restructuring. Fastball. Got him looking over the outside corner. Strike 3. So Barley down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts to start Carlos Betancourt's evening. And that'll flip the lineup over, bring up Biondel Pena with 2 out. And nobody on. Pena walked and stole second in the first inning, but was stranded there. Almost scored. Casey Martin recovered after misjudging a pop-up, making kind of a diving over-the-shoulder catch to end that top half of the first. Pitch on the way. That's down and inside. Skips by Ricketts. And the count 1-0. You know why they're the Blue Rocks, Tony?
Something about the Delaware River. The
fly ball hit fairly well out on the left center field. Chasing back Carr toward the track. On the run, reaching up, can't get it. And it one hops the left center field wall. Pena around second. He's on his way to third. And the relay throw by Martin is not in time. Pena slides in ahead of Simmons Tang. It's a triple for Viandel Pena. And the ball is just flying around here tonight. Runner at third, 2 down. With the wind blowing out, it has carried a few balls to the deep parts of this ballpark. That one by Pena, the fly ball that Ricketts hit in the first inning, and the ball that Simmons hit in the first inning for the Blue Claws, and the ball that James Wood hit in the first inning for Wilmington. So none of them have turned into home runs, but that might be coming. Plus, a few infielders have had some trouble with pop-ups because of the wind as well. So that triple puts a runner at third with 2 down for Jacob Young, and a slider from Betancourt's in there for a strike. Yeah, it's not the Delaware, though, the Brandywine River, Brandywine, which goes through Wilmington. There's blue granite found along the, or blue rock, if you will, found along the river. 0-1, he shows bunt, does Young, and takes outside. Young can really fly and is a bunt threat. 16 stolen bases already this season.
That was the first triple of the year for Pena.
Wilmington took 5 out of 7 last week from Brooklyn in Delaware. And a slider pulled on the ground, foul up third. And a count 1-2.
So we'll do the ultimate jinx here. Betancourt is not allowed to run his last 3 appearances covering 7 innings. Is at risk here. Let's see if he can get out of it.
One and one the count. Betancourt out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Dropped by Ricketts. It just rolls up the third baseline. And the count, 2-1. Luklaus trying to get back to 500. They snuck over 500 briefly on the last trip. Got to 12-11. Now 14-15. And the 2-2 is fouled back over the screen out of play. Still 2-2. The 12-11 mark was the first time they got over 500 after 20 games or more since 2018. But I had a feeling this team's going to finish well over 500. It's a real solid club right now. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up, a slider off first out of play. Still 2-2.
You definitely hold your breath.
The hitting's better than it's been any of the last few years, for sure, with the possible exception of a little bit of 2021 when, you know, Jaylen Ortiz was just matching the ball. You remember, though, that 19 team had Ortiz, Ohapi, and Bryson Stott, but Stott was only here for a month, and Ortiz didn't hit for the first month, so they never really had them all going at the same time. Ball in the dirt, gets by Ricketts, back to the screen. Here comes Pena to score. That'll be a wild pitch, and we are tied at 1. So there goes the scoreless streak from Carlos Betancourt, and the ball game is all square. Both runs on wild pitches to start the ball game here this afternoon, or this evening.
Well, you're right, Greg. The Luklaus have a lineup right now that should score some runs. They've been near the bottom, more at the bottom of the league, and hitting and runs scored for the last couple of years. That definitely should end this year. Some of these players, or the majority, stay here.
3-2 to Young is inside. A breaking ball misses for ball 4. First walk by Betancourt, third by Luklaus pitching, and not the guy you want to walk.
Nope.
And Young takes first base. So we told you Ricketts has thrown out 35% of opposing base dealers. He threw 2 out when he was with in his first game with the Blue Claws last week in Wilmington. He's 3-7, or now 3-8 with Jersey Shore. But Young is 16-17 on the year, so a tough guy to get. And the first pitch to James Wood is low in the count, 1-1, no strikes. Young is 81-89 in his career since being drafted back in 2021. Kind of stutter steps up with his leadoff first in place to get a kind of a half-running start, and they throw over to check on him. He dives back in. Manager for Wilmington is Mario Lisson. He coaches at third. And the development coach, Mark Harris, coaches at first. Runner not going. Betancourt's pitch is a little high, just missing. And the count is 2-0. 92 miles an hour from Carlos. 2-0 on a dangerous hitter in James Wood. Lefty, and that's low. Wood was in the 1 Soto trade at the deadline last year. But something of a homecoming for him because he is originally from Rockville, Maryland. Now back in the national, or in the national system. 3-0, and that one fouled away. Wood, by the way, used that pink bat in his first at bat, and he lined out to left field, but he is back to a black bat this time. So I don't know if he didn't like it, or I don't think it broke. He hit it to the track, so I don't think it broke. But 1-1 game, top of the third. Runner goes on the 3-1. It's inside for ball 4. So back-to-back walks from Carlos Betancourt, and that'll bring up Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman. And we'll see if that brings a visit, and it will, from Blue Claws pitching coach Phil Condari. Betancourt has thrown 28 pitches so far in the ballgame, and only 14 have been for strikes. Blue Claws baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, locations in Manchester, Toms River, and Lakewood, with a fourth here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Elsewhere in the Phillies system tonight, you have the Phillies in San Francisco, 9:45 with Zach Wheeler on the mound. Lehigh Valley is scoreless in the middle of the first inning there in Worcester. Noah Skiro on the hill. Reading is at Somerset, and they trail 2-1. facing Yankees rehabbing right-hander Luis Severino. That game 2-1 heading into the top half of the third. McCarthy Tatum, an RBI base hit in that one for the Redding run. And Clearwater is scoreless at the bottom of the second inning at home tonight as they play Bradenton. With Samuel Aldeguerri, a 21-year-old from Verona, Italy, on the mound for the Threshers. Here's Trey Lipscomb, first and second with two out, and a slider from Betancourt is in there for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Top of the third, 1-1. Blue Claws will have Ward, Lee, and Ricketts, top of their order, off of Andre Lara in the bottom half of this inning. Betancourt out of the stretch. Long hold. Here's the pitch to Lipscomb, and it's popped up first base side. Should be playable for Rickson Wingrove coming over near the tarp. He has room on the grass, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Lipscomb pops out, and Betancourt escapes further damage. One run, one hit, two walks, and two left. We head to the bottom of the third, tied at one on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
1-1 score. We head into the bottom half of the third. Nick Ward will lead it off. He doubled and went to third on an E8 in the first inning and came in to score on a wild pitch. Both runs in this game have scored on wild pitches. Andre Lara, the right-hander for Wilmington, back out there on the mound. He's from Coro, Venezuela. Only 20 years old, one of the younger players in the league. You don't see too many 20-year-olds up and down these high-A rosters. Blue Claws have two in Haoyu Lee and Leandro Pineda. So here's Ward, and the first pitch to him is lined in the air to right field for a base hit. So Ward, on the first pitch of the third inning, smashes one in the right for a single, and he is 2-for-2 thus far. That was 107 off the bat for Nick Ward, who has his fifth multi-hit game of the season. And by the way, he has a single and a double so far in the ballgame.
On his way.
No Blue Claw has ever done it. Hit for the cycle. Here's Haoyu Lee. And the first pitch is foul back. Ward has seven steals without being caught so far this season. Caleb Ricketts is on deck, and then Kendall Simmons against Lara. Wind blowing out towards center and left center here tonight. And pretty strong. You know, 10, 15 miles an hour. And that one is inside of the count is 1-1. If you're just joining us, there have been a few balls that we've seen that have really carried farther than you would normally see here at this ballpark. And a couple of infield pop-ups have proven tricky for both teams because of the strong wind. And Lee lines one back up the middle. There's another base hit into center. Ward goes to second. He'll stop there. So Ward and Haoyu Lee with base hits to start the third. And Jersey Shore has two on and none out for Caleb Ricketts, and that was 105 off the bat.
Well, second inning in a row now. The Blue Claws had their first two on with nobody out. They failed to score in the second inning. And a golden opportunity now with a meat of the order coming up, two on, nobody out bottom third.
Yeah, so this is a huge opportunity for the Blue Claws to take the lead. And the first pitch is a two-seamer way outside to Caleb Ricketts, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Ricketts, 6 out of 23 since joining the Blue Claws last Tuesday. And he takes high. They throw behind the runner at second, and Ward dives back in. The ball squirted away from Jordy Barley, the shortstop. 2-0 now on Caleb. Ricketts from Newport Beach, California, was drafted in the 7th round by the Phillies last year out of the University of San Diego, which is the same school where they plucked left-handed pitcher Josh Hendrickson back in 2019. 2-0 on Ricketts. Pitch, swing, and a foul tip being ripped there. And a count, two balls and a strike on Caleb, who was the West Coast Conference Player of the Year last year while at San Diego, where he spent four seasons. So that overlapped one with Hendrickson, the Australian left-hander, who is now pitching for AA Reading. Ward's at second, Lee's at first with nobody out, bottom of the third. And that one sliced foul, third base side into the screen. And it's 2-2. Carlos Betancourt, by the way, threw 30 pitches in that top of the third inning. He will stay in for the fourth. There's nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. 2-2. Chased the high fastball. Swing and a miss. Got him and one away. So Ricketts is down swinging. One down. That's the third, make it fourth strikeout for Andre Lara. And here's Kendall Simmons.
Lara is the number 14 prospect in the national system, according to MLB Pipeline.
Yeah, he signed for $1.2 million in 2019. Here's Kendall Simmons. And that's inside. He backs away the right-handed hitter with a count 1-0. Simmons flew out to left field his first time. Comes into the game with a 9-game hitting streak. He went 14 for 40. Hit in all 9 games he played on the 12-game trip. And he bloops this one in the air, shallow right, on the run. The second baseman, Pena, dives and he can't get it. Base hit. The runners had to wait. They only go up a base. Simmons has a 10-game hitting streak on a little cue shot. And the Blue Claws have the bases loaded with one out. Pena dove after that, and he was a little slow to get up. He is okay. And Simmons will take it. A ball that had an exit velo of 60, but it counts. Rickson Wingrove, remember, had a walk-off. It was an error, but he had a walk-off on a ball that had an exit velo of 47 in the Brooklyn game, the Wednesday game 2 weeks ago. Rickson lines one back toward the middle. Base hit. Pass the dive of Barley into center field. Ward scores. Lee coming around third. He'll score. They throw into third. Back to second base goes Simmons. It's a line drive, two-run single for Rickson Wingrove. And Jersey Shore breaks the tie. It's the Blue Claws 3 and the Blue Rocks 1.
Well, just what the doctor ordered. The Blue Claws needed a big hit. The runners in scoring position, and they got it from Rickson Wingrove, who is now 2-for-2 in this ballgame. He slammed that ball up the middle.
And that ball.
Blue Claws still in good shape, first and second with one out.
And now the pitching coach, Mark DeFelice, will make his way out to the mound to talk to Andre Lara. But that ball, Tony, was 107 off the bat. So that's 3 balls hit in this inning by the Blue Claws with exit velos of over 100. The base hits by Ward and Lee, and that two-run single by Rickson, who now has 24 runs batted in on the season, and he's 2-for-2 today. If you remember, Tony, he started the year 1-for-20,
right.
And since then he's now 26-for-77 and has raised his average, including the two hits today, he's raised his average up to 273, and that's after, as we said, a 1-for-20 start to the season.
So after that 1-for-20 start, he's hitting a cool 337.
Batter is Marcus Lee Sang, who singled his first time. Blue Claws already have 7 hits, and Lee Sang tips a breaking ball foul at home plate, and the count is nothing and one. Lee Sang at 260 on the air with 3 homers. Blue Claws have played, as we said, barely any games at home, 9 compared to 20 on the road. And Lee Sang skies one of the air down the left field line. Jacob Young over toward the corner. He's plenty of room, though, in fair ground and about 10 feet in front of the track. Makes the grab, 2 down. Simmons back to second. Wingrove back to first. But Jersey Shore has hit the bulk of their 2023 home run output away from home. They've hit 22 homers on the road this season and only 5 here. But as we said, they're a little over a home run a game here and a home run every other, or a little over a home run per game on the road and every other game here. Here's Casey Martin, who has one of those 5 home runs in this building, takes low, and it's ball 1. Casey struck out swinging his first time. He's got a 7-game hitting streak. 3-1, Jersey Shore, bottom of the third. Lara, the high set, and a breaking ball. That's upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes on Casey. Martin, 10 for 27 over his current 7-game hitting streak. And he lines this one in the air to left field. There's a base hit. Charging around third, Simmons up with it. Young, the throw to the plate. On a hop, Simmons slides in, and he is out. So Kendall Simmons, he knew it too. Thrown out by Jacob Young. Going on contact with 2 out, and he's thrown out by Young on the base hit into left field. So the Blue Claws have 5 hits, and then they scored twice. And they leave 2. But Jersey Shore does take the lead. 2-run single by Rickson Wingrove. 3-1 Blue Claws on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Blue Claws up 3-1 as we go to the fourth, and here's Tony.
All right, Greg. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error for the Blue Rocks as 22-year-old Carlos Betancourt sets to face left-hand hitting Will Frizzell and pumps a fastball over the outside corner. It's nothing and 1. Frizzell just in his 2nd game with Wilmington walk, first time up, and was erased on a 5-4-3 double play. And Betancourt deals high and away, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes on Frizzell. 5, 6, and 7 here on the top of the fourth for the Blue Rocks, the Washington Nationals Sally League affiliate. And the 2-0 is down the pike, a strike. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Betancourt is 6-1, 160 from Venezuela. Has been a pro since 2018. Overall 5-7, the 3.61 ERA, deals ball 3, 3-1 on Frizzell. Betancourt had that string of scoreless innings, consecutive scoreless innings snap last inning when he gave up a 2-out triple and threw a run-scoring wild pitch. And deals a strike, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Frizzell. Leading off the top of the fourth, Jersey Shore leads it 3-1. First of 6 here this week with Wilmington. The 3-2 pitch is high and away, ball 4. That's his third walk now. He got the first two out in the third, then gave up the triple through the wild pitch walk two. Retired Trey Lipscomb on a pop fly to end that threat. And now walks Rizal here to begin at the top of the fourth. Brings up Onyx Vega, the catcher. 186, a homer, seven runs batted in for Vega. And the pitch to him slices across for a strike. It's nothing and one. Vega, just in his 12th game with Wilmington, is 4 for 26.
And, Tony, that's also the third time in four innings the Brooklines have walked the leadoff man.
Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Yeah, that's living dangerously for sure.
Yeah, Alex Garbrick did it twice. He was able to get out of trouble, but not a good way to go.
And the 1-1, the runner goes, pitches high and inside, throw to second, is there in time, and the ball, however, the batter may have been hit by a pitch, may have been nicked. The throw was in time, they would have had him. They would have had Frizzell at second, but we heard the click.
Yeah, it
yeah,
hit.
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah. So Vega was hitting below 200, is hit by a pitch, and now a walk and a hit by pitch. And quickly, the tying runs aboard here for Wilmington in the top of the fourth inning. It brings up De La Rosa. Jeremy De La Rosa struck out his first at bat. That was against the starter, Alex Garbrick. The pitch is a fastball strike on the outside corner. Frizzell at second, Vega at first. Nobody out for Wilmington here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 Jersey Shore. Wilmington riding a three-game win streak. And the pitch, swing and a miss, laid on the fastball. And it's one ball and one strike on De La Rosa, hitting a 256, a homer, and seven runs batted in. A 21-year-old, this is his 26th game. Batting from the left side. The delivery is fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes on De La Rosa. He will be followed by T.J. White. De La Rosa, number seven in the batting order here. First and second, nobody out. Top of the fourth, Betancourt. The right-hander comes set, and the 0-2 is strike three called. Fastball on the inside corner, got him. That's the third strikeout for Betancourt, who's had an adventurous time thus far in his stint on the mound. He has walked four, he has struck out three. Faces T.J. White, the number eight hitter. Switch hitter batting left. And T.J. is a number 10 prospect in the national system. De La Rosa, who just took a third strike, is number eight. The stretch by Carlos, and the pitch, low and in. And it's ball one. One ball and no strikes on T.J. White.
And I think Jason Ruffcorn, I believe, is getting up now in the Blue Claws bullpen. So they'll try to get Betancourt through what would be a second inning.
White hitting a buck 65. The pitch to him high and away. And it's two balls and no strikes to go with two home runs and nine runs batted in for T.J. White. Betancourt struck him out swinging,
and now
in their initial encounter.
Yeah. Trainer and manager coming out. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, Megan Flaherty, the trainer, to talk to Betancourt. Phil Condari, the pitching coach, stays in the dugout for now. And it's hard to tell exactly what they're looking at, but Betancourt is going to throw a few pitches here on the side to see if he's okay, and if he's not, they'll just bring in Ruffcorn now. I'm trying to watch on the replay. and it looks like he's fine. Yeah, I don't even, just watching the last pitch he threw, I don't even think he did anything.
Doing a little stretching out there, bending over.
But it didn't look like he wasn't grimacing or anything, and he threw a warm-up pitch, and he's fine. So that's certainly a good sign.
Play resumes here with a count of 2-0 on T.J. White. Switch hitter batting left. The pitch. Swinging a well-hit ball deep right field. Going back as Pineda turns, looks up, and it is gone. A line drive, three-run home run onto the berm in right field for T.J. White. His second home run of the season. And that is the 30th in his career. He's sort of a veteran on this ball club in that respect. Fifth round pick back in 2021. 30 home runs for him already. And it's a 4-3 lead for Wilmington, just like that. As Jordy Barley takes wide for ball 1-0. So walk, strikeout, home run for T.J. White. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike on Barley, the number 9 hitter in the order. The bottom of the lineup here doing damage for Wilmington. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. That was a no doubt about it. Line drive home run about halfway up the berm in right field for T.J. White. That was the first pitch after the time had been taken for Betancourt to adjust to whatever his issue was. That one misses. And the count is even at 2-2 on Barley. Just the second hit in the ball game for Wilmington. And the pitch, fastball low and away. I get the feeling here that this might be the last batter.
Yeah, I don't think
Betancourt.
I don't think he will survive one more base runner.
Yeah, maybe if he gets him out, we'll see what happens. Could count be. Full now, 3-2. Barley had called time and stepped out. Right hand hitter. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, strike three. Let's see, they're going to leave him in apparently to try to finish out the inning now. And he'll deal with the top of the order in Pena.
One of the things Greg Brodzinski said before when he talked to me, they kind of want to push some of these relievers, another inning or, another batter here and there, slowly stretch them out.
Yandel Pena hits one deep to right. Pineda going back to the track, reaches up, and he hangs onto the baseball as he tumbles to the ground at the base of the wall in deep right field, and that retires the side. But three runs on one hit, the three-run homer by T.J. White, no errors. And nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Jersey Shore trails at 4-3 on MILB TV and Valley Live.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
We got to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Jersey Shore. Blue Claws had led it 1-0. It was tied 1-1. They led it 3-1. Now they trail it 4-3. And leading off for Jersey Shore is Leandro Pineda, 8-9-1. And it's his arm. That one misses, and it's 2-0. So we're around to our family and friends shout-out innings here, and we're going to be shouting out for Jared Carr in just a moment. That's low for a ball. And Pineda ahead on the count, 3-0. Leandro took a called third strike from Lara, his first at-bat. Pineda hitting 202, three homers, 17 runs batted in. Left-hand batter, open stance. The 3-0 takes wide for ball four. So just like that, the Blue Claws get the tying run on here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. So here is Jared Carr, the West Virginia native, and we're shouting out to family and friends. He wanted to say hi to Mom and Dad following the action down in Martinsburg, West Virginia. And now we have a meeting at the mound as the infielders, and I believe this is the pitching coach, come out. We do have a left-hander warming up in the Wilmington bullpen.
That's the trainer, too.
That's the trainer, yeah.
Kirby Kraft.
Okay, that's the trainer, so. But again, I want to say hi to Jared Carr's folks. Jared, a former Shepherd University, West Virginia Ram. And Mom and Dad, he says, following all the action of his tenure here in Lakewood, New Jersey, as he bids to rise through the Phillies system. Right now, he is going to stroll back to the dugout.
Yeah, he's going to face a new pitcher.
Yeah, because they're going to make a pitching change here. So this is going to be it for Lara. He is being accompanied by the trainer off the hill. And we have a new pitcher on now for Wilmington. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident.Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is submitted to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at Provident.Bank.
Lucas Knowles is the new pitcher for the Blue Rocks, a left-hander from Bremerton, Washington, 14th round pick in 2019. And because it's an injury, he will have as much time as he needs to warm up. Now, he was already throwing a little bit, but he will not be constrained to a number of pitches or the pitch clock because it's an injury. Goals on the year, 12 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. He's walked 7, and he struck out 14. He last pitched on Wednesday against Brooklyn, starting one game of their doubleheader, gave up one run in 3 innings in that game. He was drafted, as we said, in 2019, 14th round out of Central Arizona Junior College, 25 years of age.
6'2", 185-pounder.
Don't you want to do the scoreboard while we have
sure.
a second? Yeah.
Okay.
And that's brought to you by the Insurance Office of America, or IOA. They insure businesses in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, workers' comp, and employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma at 732-751-2900. 732-751-2900. Lehigh Valley's in Worcester, tied at 1 in the third. Noah Skiro on the mound. Reading is in Somerset, about 60 miles up the road. David Parkinson on the mound. They trail 5-2, and they are facing or were facing Yankees right-handers Luis Severino, who went 3 1/3, allowed 6 hits and 2 runs. McCarthy Tatum has 2 hits in that game for Redding. Clearwater has a 4-0 lead over Bradenton behind Samuel Aldegari, who's allowed just 1 hit over 3 scoreless innings, and that game is in the 3rd inning down in Clearwater. Eric Brito, a 3-run homer for the Threshers to account for all 3 of the runs in that game.
Clearwater leads that division with a 24-9 record. Recently, Greg, as we know, had that 13-game winning streak.
Oh, sorry, account for 3 of the 4 right. Clearwater runs. Go ahead, yeah.
Had a 13-game winning streak, the last 4 of which they won in walk-off fashion. And then when they lost to end the streak, they lost on a walk-off.
Yeah, walk-off pass ball, I believe.
So here's Jared Carr now, the tying run aboard, nobody out. Swing and a miss from the left-hander Knowles, and it's nothing and one on Jared, who grounded out his first at bat. Carr, 263, 2 homers and 9 runs batted in. Pineda, the base runner, has 3 steals. Not going. The lefty deals, and there's a line drive left field. It's going to fall. Base hit for Jared Carr, and Pineda stops at second, and the Blue Claws, with their 8 and 9 hitters at the plate, have 2 on and nobody out here now in the bottom of the 4th. And the lefty Lucas Knowles will face the hot-hitting left-handed batter Nick Ward, who has doubled and scored and singled. 2 for 2 is Nick.
Every Blue Claw has reached base already. 7 of the 9 have hits. The only one who hasn't reached yet is Caleb Ricketts.
Pineda at second, Carr at first, bunt toward third, good one. Third baseman charging, bare hands, throws, and got him. Close at first, really good bunt by Ward, good idea. And he would get credit for his sacrifice.
And that was a great play by Lipscomb on the bare hand, and a perfect bunt by Ward. That was exactly what he wanted. Maybe a smidge harder than he wanted, but, I mean, he couldn't really have done it any better than that. It took a perfect play by Lipscomb to get him.
So here is Hao Yu Lee, up to 298 now, a homer, 11 runs batted in, right-hand batter, Phillies number 5 prospect, struck out swinging and singled, he's 1 for 2. Infield back, they'll concede the tying run. Fastball from Knowles is wide for a ball. And it's 1-0. Pineda walked to begin the inning. Carr single to left. Both advanced on the Ward sacrifice. And here is Lee with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. And the pitch is swung on, popped foul off to the right, out of play. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. 4 runs, just 2 hits. 1 error for Wilmington. 3 runs, 9 hits already for Jersey Shore. And no errors. Lee in a big spot here. 2nd and 3rd. The pitch to him. Swinging a ball fisted foul off to the right. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hits it on the ground virtually anywhere. The infield back at the corners and deep at short and second. And the Blue Claws will get it tied up. Hao Yu Lee standing in from the right side. The lefty Knowles comes set at the letters. 1-2 pitch, swinging a foul straight back. He had a rip. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hao Yu Lee is 5'10", 190 pounds from Taiwan.
Yeah, he's... I think he's so strong, I think he cracks 2. I think that's...
1-2 pitch, another foul off to the right side.
We talked about this with Matt before when he was on. He's so thick. He is jacked. And he hit, I think he hit the farthest home run that anybody hit in this park last season, out basically beyond the scoreboard, just to the left of the scoreboard in left center.
Trying
August of last year.
To make contact here, 1 ball, 2 strikes. The lefty to the plate. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Big strikeout for Knowles. And Lee wanted to do anything but that. And that's 2 gone here now in the bottom of the 4th. Blue Claws have had 2 on, nobody out. the last three innings. They didn't score when they had that opportunity in the second. They did cash in for two in the third. And Caleb Ricketts, it'll be lefty on lefty, will try to continue this inning here. He looks at a strike, and it's nothing and one on Caleb. So he's number 26 prospect in just a sixth game with Jersey Shore since being promoted from Clearwater, where he hit 379. The pitch to him. Swinging the ball back to the mound on one hop. Grabbed by Knowles, underhand flip to first, and that retires the side. So the Blue Claws had two on and nobody out and failed to score again. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left. We go to the fifth. Jersey Shore trails at 4-3 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. We got to the top of the fifth and Wilmington out in front, 4-3. Certainly have to give Lucas Knowles, a left-hander, great deal of credit there, the way he got out of that. Bottom of the fourth, Jason Ruffcorn is on for Jersey Shore. He deals a called strike to the number two hitter in the Wilmington order, Jacob Young, and deals another strike in the outside corner. Also to face the two top prospects, or two of the top prospects in the Phillies organization, back-to-back there. Bottom of the fifth with second and third, one out, and struck out both Hayu Lee and Caleb Ricketts to get out of that jam. Ruffcorn to the plate, swinging the ball, punched in the right center field, on the run, and running it down is Jersey Shore center fielder Jared Carr. Carr has excellent speed, good outfielder, and makes a fine play, and that's one down here in the top of the fifth. Ruffcorn, 24 years old, 6'2", 215 pounds. He's eighth round pick out of the University of Oklahoma in 2021. This year, his 11th game, 0-1, a 7.45 ERA. Working on the Washington Nationals' top prospect here, according to the MILB pipeline, of James Wood. And the first pitch is over for a strike. Left-hand batter takes a fastball outside, one ball and one strike.
If you look, though, Wood, at Ruffcorn, he had a couple of tough outings at the beginning of the year. Since April 19th, he's thrown six scoreless, struck out 10.
Wood, left-hand batter, fouls it away left side, and the count is 1-2. Wood at 279, five homers, 26 runs batted in. It's a second-round pick of San Diego, and that was involved in that blockbuster Juan Soto trade last year. Swing and a miss. Ruffcorn blew it past him, strike three. So that's two gone. Ruffcorn facing 2, 3, and 4 in the order here. Well, the number one prospect now faces, or Ruffcorn faces, number 18 prospect Trey Lipskin, who has popped out twice. He is 0-2. swings and fouls it off to the right side, does Lipscomb, who is at 269, two homers and 16 runs batted in. Ruffcorn rocks and deals, swung on, tapped toward short, cutting in front is Simmons, the third baseman, who makes the play in time, and that retires the side. So a very impressive inning for Jason Ruffcorn. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Blue Claws batting bottom of the fifth. They trail at 4-3 on MLB TV and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Fifth inning, and with Phillies president of baseball operations David Dombrowski looking on from below us in the fourth row behind home plate, I'm Tony Graham with Greg Jamborisi, and it's the cleanup hitter for Jersey Shore. Kendall Simmons begins the bottom of the fifth. It's a 4-3 ball game. Wilmington out in front. Lucas Knowles, who came on in the fourth and got out of a second and third jam to preserve the one-run lead, deals ball one to Simmons. The pitch to him, high and away, and it's 2-0 on Kendall. Has a 9-game hitting streak coming in, and it's 10 now as he's singled back in the third inning. Right-hand batter hitting a 340. The pitch to him, swing and a miss. 2 balls and 1 strike. 4 homers, 13 runs batted in for Simmons. Knowles, tall lefty, delivers. Fastball across the letters, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 for Jersey Shore here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Simmons, Rickson, Wingrove, and Marcus Lee Sang. Here's the 2-2. Fastball high and away. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jersey Shore playing just its 10th game in its home ballpark this season. And then Greg mentioned 20.
Happy birthday to somebody.
Your birthday, Greg? No. Mine? No.
It was the people in the Champions Club to our right.
3 balls, 2 strikes. High ball 4. And Simmons takes a walk. So, Greg, every inning in this ballgame, all 5 of them, the Blue Claws have had the leadoff runner on.
Yeah.
They scored once in the first. Nick Ward doubled, went to third on a misplay, and scored. And they scored twice in the third. Here's Big Rickson Wingrove, lefty on lefty. It's low and away for a ball, 1-0.
And take it a step further, in the 2 innings they did not score, they actually had first and second and nobody out. Mm. Right. Both in the second and the fourth, and failed to score. So they have not been lacking for chances in this game.
1-0. And the throw to first, and back is Simmons. who has not attempted a steal this year.
Jersey Shore is 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They've had 10 at-bats in those situations and only 4 turns at-bat. This is the fifth.
The pitch to Wingrove. That's low and outside. The big left-hand batter from Australia jumps ahead on the count here, 2-0. Look close trying to get back to 500 if they can win this one. 14 and 15 coming in. Simmons not going. 2-0 pitch high with a fastball from Knowles, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. On deck is the Blue Claws left fielder Marcus Lee Sang. 3-0 on Wingrove. Does have 6 home runs. 35 in his career. The 3-0 pitch, and he swings and chops it foul. He had the light and bounces it down the first baseline. 3 balls and 1 strike on Wingrove. So Pineda, who was all the way down, not Pineda, Simmons was all the way down to second, has to come back. Rickson recovering from that 1-for-20 start of the season to smashing the ball lately. Takes a called strike on the outside corner, and now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
That looked like a better pitch than the 3-0 pitch that he swung at. But they were both strikes.
Let's see if Simmons would be taking off here. Nobody out. Runner at first. Not going. 3-2 pitch. Swung and hit well, but down the line and curling foul and out of play. May have had home run distance as it landed out on the berm in left field. Didn't look like he took a full swing at that either.
No, sort of not reached, at all, yeah. Sort you of think of him, out, you know, yeah. You look at him, he's, you know, he's a big guy, he's 6'4", 240, big left. You think of him as just a dead pull hitter, but he can drive the ball the other way or up the middle like he did for his 2-run single in his last at bat.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball got him. Well, so far, Knowles, when he has needed an out, has gotten it. And he fans Wingrove here for the first out on the bottom of the fifth and faces another left-hand hitter, Marcus Lee Sang, at 258, 3 homers, 16 runs batted in for the Maryland native. Long look by Knowles and delivers a strike over the outside corner. And it's nothing and one on Marcus Lee Sang. 4 runs, just 2 hits, 1 error for Wilmington. 3 runs, 9 hits, and all sorts of base runners for Jersey Shore. The 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by Vega, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Marcus Lee Sang. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Second baseman Pena over in the hole as a throw to first, and Simmons is back easily. Marcus Lee is 22 years old, 5'11", 200 pounds. The Phillies' 11th round pick from Northern Owings, Maryland. The runner goes, the pitch to the plate, and then he bluffs and goes back, and the pitch is a ball, and it's 2-1. Simmons started, stopped, and went back. 2 balls, 1 strike on Marcus Lee Sang, who has singled and flown out to left. The pitch takes low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike on Marcus Lee Sang. In the on-deck circle is Casey Martin, who tonight has extended his hitting streak to 8 straight. The stretch, the 3-1, wide ball 4. Well, when it comes to base runners, it's been more feast than famine here tonight for Jersey Shore. That's...
Yeah, 3 walks, 9 hits. And Mark DeFelice makes his way out the pitching coach again to talk to Lucas Knowles.
Well, Jersey Shore really made Wilmington pay only in the third inning. and a couple of hits to begin the inning after a strikeout. A big two-run hit by Wingrove. They had three straight hits in that inning. One on three straight, two singles, a strikeout, another single, and then the base hit by Wingrove. Played it two runs. He also had a runner thrown out at the plate. So here's Casey Martin, one for two. Certainly a hot hitter lately. 270 is the average. The pitch to him, fastball high, 1-0. Two homers, 11 runs batted in. There's an example of Casey's maturity there. I think a year or two ago he might have chased after that. One ball, no strikes on Martin. Simmons at second, Lee Sang at first, and that misses, and it's 2-0 on Casey Martin. Casey struck out swinging his first at bat, singled his last at bat. Runner was thrown out at home to conclude that third inning. The pitch inside low, and it's 3-1.
Knowles had walked 7 guys in 12 innings coming into this game, and he's walked 2 here in an inning and a third so far.
Left-hand batting, Leandro Pineda is on deck. The stretch. The 3-1 pitch on the inside corner, knee high, and it's 3-2. Do you send the runners here, Coach Giamborisi?
No, I think it's 3-1.
3-1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do not send them now.
No.
3-1. I thought it was 3-2. Swinging a foul. Well, now it's 3-2.
But I wouldn't send them.
No.
Not the third.
Right, first and second. Two,
you know, it'd be the third out of the inning on a strikeout throw him out.
Runners lead. Simmons at second, Lee Sang at first, one out. And time called by Casey Martin. Big at bat in this ball game for the Blue Claws and Casey Martin. Knowles has been able to wiggle his way out of trouble thus far since he's been in there. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. He stays alive. Fouled it off his foot at the plate.
Well, he stayed alive, but he also chased ball 4. That hooked inside.
Infield and double play depth.
Look, must have out hit Wilmington in this game 9-2. But they trail it 4-3.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Looked like a low and away fastball. Just uncanny. That's two outs now. The way Knowles has been able to, so far, pitch his way in and out of trouble.
And that was low and out of the zone as well.
So here's Leandro Pineda, left-hand batter, has struck out and walked. Hitting a 2-0-2, 3-homer, 17 runs batted in. The pitch to him, wide for a ball, it's 1-0. Another left-hand hitter, Jared Carr, is on deck. The stretch, the runners lead. And the pitch. Fastball high, throw behind the runner at second, not in time. Hustling back in is Kendall Simmons. He began this inning drawing a walk. Richard Wingrove struck out. Marcus Lee Sang walked. Casey Martin struck out. Now Pineda ahead on the count, 2-0. You'd think he could look for a fastball here. Lefty Lucas Knowles at the letters. The 2-0. Swinging a high fly ball left center field. Left fielder coasting over, center fielder in the gap is under, and Wood makes the play, and the side is retired. And Knowles gets out of trouble yet again. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left. Greg back with you in the 6-5. Blue Claws still down 4-3 on MLB TV and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Top half of the sixth inning, Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 4-3, and they left two more guys on base there in the bottom of the fifth inning. They're 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, and they have left eight men on base so far. Will Frizzell will lead off against Jason Ruffcorn in his second inning of relief, and the pitch outside. Ruffcorn has struck out 11 hitters over seven scoreless innings in his last six outings now, including the 1-2-3 fifth inning. Frizzell bats from the left side here. He has walked twice, and that one in there for a strike. Carlos Betancourt came on for Alex Garbrick. Garbrick went two scoreless. Betancourt gave up four runs in two innings, including a three-run homer by T.J. White, which has given Wilmington the lead 4-3. As Ruffcorn misses outside with the fastball, and the count two balls and one strike. Long way to go in this game, but certainly a game that the Blue Claws have had some chances in. Only down one. Ruffcorn's pitch misses away. And the count, three balls and a strike on Will Frizzell. He is the five hitter. So 5, 6, and 7 for the Blue Rocks. First meetings of the season between the two. And Jason misses outside with the backdoor slider. Ball four. So that is the fourth time in six innings that the Blue Claws have walked the leadoff batter. And Frizzell has now walked three times. It brings up Onyx Vega, the catcher, who has grounded into a double play and been hit by a pitch. Wingrove holds on Frizzell at first, and the fastball is a strike at the knees, and the count nothing and one. Phillies are in San Francisco tonight. Zach Wheeler on the mound. That's a 9:45 Eastern first pitch, so still a couple of hours away. Line drive into right center. On the run, Pineda going back toward the track. He reaches up in front of the track to make the grab. Fires it back into first. Gets it there on a hop, but not nearly in time. So Vega lines out one away. And here's Jeremy De La Rosa. Lehigh Valley trails Worcester 5-1. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning in Worcester. Reading has rallied from 5-2 down to take a 6-5 lead up the road in Somerset. Home runs from Oliver Dunn, Cody Roberts, Carlos De La Cruz. Three homers in the sixth inning, not back-to-back-to-back. Fastball strike to De La Rosa, and the count is nothing. They hit three for De La Cruz, his eighth already this year. So Reading a 6-5 lead up in Somerset. That was a 6-0-5 start because slider low to De La Rosa, 1-1. Like the Blue Claws, they will play an 11:05 tomorrow. Meanwhile, Clearwater a 7-3 lead over Bradenton. Samuel Aldegheri started that game, and he went four, allowed three runs, fouled away by De La Rosa, 1-2. Eric Brito had a three-run home run for the Threshers.
Yeah, Justin Crawford, the Phillies' top pick a year ago, the 19-year-old, is off to a really good start this year for Clearwater, hitting a 3-15. Came out of that game in the first inning. He was pinch hit for in the bottom of the inning. No,
that
looking
one
in the box score, no idea why.
Yeah, that one low 2-2. Jeremy De La Rosa. So hopefully everything is okay. Runner at first, one out, top of the sixth, 4-3 Wilmington. Squibber foul off the end of the bat. And the count is still 2 balls and 2 strikes. They are at Bay Care Ballpark tonight in Clearwater. We have tomorrow, 11:05 here. 11:05 for Reading up in Somerset. Clearwater and Lehigh will play at 12. Fly ball down the left field line. Toward the line, Lee Sang. Long run, reaching out, makes the catch right behind the Wilmington bullpen mound. He had to go a long way for that. Good play by Marcus Lee Sang. And that's out number 2. And it brings up T.J. Whitey with that 3-run home run back in the fourth. But, Tony, that was a good play by Marcus.
Came a long way, unfazed by the bullpen area as he approached and concentrated and stayed with it. No action right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen as Ruffgun tries to get the final out here in the top of the sixth.
And Jason's pitch foul tipped at home plate, nothing in one. So the rule is that if you play a morning game, mm-hmm. you cannot start your game the day prior after 6:05. 0-1 on T.J. White. And that one a changeup low. So gone are the days when the Blue Claws would be in Kannapolis and you play like a 3-hour and 20-minute game that ends at 25 after 10 and then have like a 40-minute ride back to the hotel and then play a 10:05 a.m. game the next day. Swing and a miss by White and the count 1-2. Because they would play 10:05. A lot of teams, I don't even think you can play 10:05 anymore. I think the latest, or the earliest, I should say, you can start is 11 o'clock or 11:05. That's a ball outside. Just missed. Thought he had White rung up, and the count 2-2.
Now T.J. White, Greg, has the big hit.
Yeah, that was a game. Missile. Off of Carlos Betancourt, 3-run homer in the fourth. It's his third home run of the season. 2-2 runner at first, and that one on the inside corner. Gets him looking, and strike 3. A little cutter there from Ruffcorn, and he gets White to retire the Blue Rocks in the sixth. No runs, 1 walk, 1 left. 4-3 Wilmington on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
So we head into the bottom half of the sixth inning in Shoretown. The Blue Claws trailing at 4-3. Jared Carr will lead off and gets the face of new pitcher, left-hander Marlon Perez, a Cuban, 23 years old, signed with the Nationals back in 2022. Carr, Nick Ward, and Hal Ulich, so left, right, and then Caleb Ricketts, another lefty, will face Perez, who's the third pitcher of the day for the Blue Rocks. First pitch to Carr, breaking ball popped up behind the plate out of play. Catcher Vega gives it a look, but it's in the seats, nothing at one. Perez on the year, 9 games, 13 and a third innings, 8 hits, only 3 runs. He's walked 5 and he struck out 24, so he's had a very good year. Last year had a 3.46 ERA in low A with Fredericksburg in the Carolina League. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss by Carr to slider, and the count is 0-2. Carr 1-2 and he's hitting 272 on the season. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Chased a fastball, swing and a miss. And that is strike three. One away, 91 miles an hour on that fastball from Marlon Perez. Lucas Knowles went two innings, and he allowed no runs on one hit. He walked two, and he struck out three. Blue Claws left four men on base in the two innings that he threw. So here is Nick Ward, who has two hits and a sack butt, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. He just missed a base hit on his push bunt up third in the fourth inning. Took a great play by Trey Lipscomb to get him, and Nick takes that one inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Blue Claws will go to the bullpen again for the seventh inning, and Carlos Francisco will be the new pitcher. Haoyu Lee's on deck. Breaking ball, blooped in the air. Got it off the end of the bat. In the right for De La Rosa. Starts back, comes in, makes the catch about knee high. Made that a little tougher than he probably needed to, but Ward got that off the end of the bat. Sometimes those are a little tougher to judge, but he does make the play. Two up, two down in the sixth, and here's Haoyu Lee. You may know how affordable printing has become and the digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz.com. And Haoyu Lee takes a strike. It's nothing in one. Okay, the Brickett's on deck. Bottom of the sixth, 4-3 Wilmington. Lee takes low, 2-0.
Haoyu Lee was up in a big spot last time. Second and third and one out. And he and Ricketts following him both struck out. That was against Lucas Knowles.
And there's a called strike in the count 1-1. Perez's pitch is chopped to the right side. The second baseman, Pena, to his left, scoops it up, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. So the Blue Claws go quietly 1-2-3. The first time they've been down in order here tonight. We go to the seventh inning, 4-3 Wilmington on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Carlos Francisco takes over for the Blue Claws. We head into the top half of the seventh inning, and Jersey Shore down 4-3. First time the Blue Claws went down in order there in the bottom of the sixth, and Carlos is the third pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. Jason Ruffcorn, another excellent outing. Two innings, no runs, no hits, one walk, and he struck out two. So here's Francisco to take over with Jersey Shore down 4-3. And Jordy Barley, the shortstop, leads off. First pitch hits a mile-high fly ball into left center. Lee Sang and Carr coming together. Who's got it? It's Jared Carr, the center fielder. And Jared makes the kick. One up and one down here in the top half of inning number seven. Francisco's a right-hander. He's been with the Blue Claws for parts of the last three seasons. 28th round pick in 2019 from Hillsboro Community College in Tampa. Lives in Orlando now. He's born in Puerto Rico. 11 games this year, 2-0 with a 3.07 ERA, 5 earned runs in 14 and 2/3 innings, only 9 hits allowed. Fastball low. And it's 1-0 on Villandel Pena. He has walked 7, and he has struck out 17 on the season. And he's allowed just one earned run in his last 10 innings with 13 strikeouts. Skied foul down third by Pena, and it's 1-1. Francisco last pitched on Saturday at Greensboro through a scoreless inning with 2 strikeouts and struck out 3 in an inning and a third on Wednesday in his other appearance in Greensboro. Blue Claw spent 2 weeks in North Carolina, the Tar Heel swing, as we're calling it. That one fouled away third base side 1-2 and went 6-6. They were 4-2, lost the first 4 in Greensboro after going 4-2 in Hickory, and then won the last 2 on Saturday, and then a 6-1 win on Sunday to wrap up the trip. That one down and outside 2-2. So because of the nature of the minor league schedules now, where you play, you know, every week Tuesday to Sunday,
right,
if you have a 2-week trip, ground ball right side and through, past the dive of Hao Yu Lee out in the right field for a base hit. If you have a 2-week trip, you'll play Sunday at home, 2 weeks on the road, and then the following Tuesday at home. So 16 days between home games. And that's the longest you can have. Remember, there was no such thing as a 2-week road trip until 2021 when they set up this scheduling format. And you know who Dusty Wathan would push for a 2-week road trips for the northern teams like the Blue Claws. It would fall on deaf ears for whatever the reason. And now they do it, and everybody loves it. It's amazing. Dusty should have got a cut of the proceeds.
He was a man ahead of his time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jacob Yelling, the batter, runner at first with 1 out. That's a breaking ball outside, 1 ball and no strikes. So you had the Blue Claws play at the end of April, and they got rained out on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 28, 29, 30 of April against Brooklyn. So the Blue Claws actually haven't played that one inside and hit him. So now 2-1 out, and Young took that one on the left elbow, and he'll go to first. Moves Pena ahead to second. So the Blue Claws ended up, Tony, not playing a game from now the manager Mario Lisson, the trainer Kirby Kraft out to look at James, or at Jacob Young rather, to make sure that he's okay. James Wood will be the batter with 2-1 and 1-down in the 7th, 4-3 Wilmington. And actually, I don't think it hit Tony, not in the elbow, I think it hit him in the hand or the wrist. That's what he's holding, his left hand. He does give the bat and the batting glove to the bat boy, who heads back to the dugout. Trainer Kraft just looking at that wrist, playing, you know, rubbing it up a little bit just to make sure it's okay. But so because the Blue Claws got rained out on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they've actually got 19 days right now between home games, which, and fortunately Young is okay, he'll stay in the game and go to first, which is certainly the longest stretch between home games in Blue Claws history. And if you think about it, it almost has to be the longest stretch in minor league baseball history, because the only way to extend it would be bookending a 2-week gap with rainouts at home, breaking ball low, and a count 1 ball, no strikes to left-handed hitting James Wood. So a historic get. We should have done a hype video considering how long, you know, it's been out. They've been on the road. Here's James Wood, 1-0, popped up into shallow left center. Coming over, Marcus Lee, sang the left fielder. This time he makes the call, and he makes the catch. Sunglasses on top his cap, albeit now at 8:05. You don't really need them. And no trouble for Marcus to win.
That's going to be a tricky sky, though.
It's a nice sky.
Beautiful sky. Twilight.
Every once in a while you get sun issues here in the late in a 1 o'clock game, or early in a 4 o'clock game like you have on Saturday. But tomorrow with the early game, you really won't have a problem because 11 o'clock in the morning. So it's not really, you're not going to get a setting sun problem.
No.
Change up in there for a strike to Lipscomb in the count, nothing in one. And Lipscomb calls time. Was that granted? That time call was after the pitch, I believe, right?
And it's 0-1. And I think it is 0-1. That's what it says on the scoreboard, at least. Runners in first and second. Two down. And Francisco zips one over the outside corner. Called strike. And the count is nothing in two. Marlon Perez, the lefty who had a 1-2-3 sixth, stays on for Greensboro in the seventh. Ricketts, Simmons, and Wingrove to face him. Two lefties. First and third. Here's the 0-2. And a breaking ball way outside. From Francisco with a count. One ball, two strikes. Lipscomb went to Tennessee and was a third-round pick of the Nationals in last year's draft. He's from Frederick, Maryland, which is not that far from Wilmington, probably an hour and a half or so. Swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Lipscomb way out in front. Got him, and that retires the side. No runs on one hit. No errors, and two men left. We head to the stretch in Shoretown, and the Blue Claws down 4-3 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB-TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Blue Claws down 4-3, seventh inning stretch in Shoretown. So we start the bottom of the seventh. And here's Caleb Ricketts in his first home game as a Blue Claw. He pops this one up on the left side of the infield. Down from third comes Trey Lipscomb in fair ground. Now crosses into foul territory to make the catch. One pitch from Marlon Perez and one out here in the seventh. The stretch is brought to you by JAG1 Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Our friends at JAG1 Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back to the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jag1pt.com. Here's Kendall Simmons, who has a hit and a walk in three trips to the plate today, one for two, up to 340 now on the year, and he takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. And Jordy Martinez warming up in the bullpen. Now that one down in the dirt, and the count 1-0. 1-1, excuse me, on Simmons.
Now the two teams tonight now have combined to go 4-for-19 with runners in scoring position. Wilmington 1-for-7, Jersey Shore 3-for-12.
Oh, one way outside, 1-1 on Simmons. Yeah, the Blue Claws have left eight. They left two men on base in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. They haven't scored since the third, and that one's inside ball 3-1. They took a 3-1 lead on a two-run single by Rickson Wingrove, who's on deck right now. But then on the home run by T.J. White, Simmons fouls one back into the screen. On a three-run home run by T.J. White in the top half of the fourth, Wilmington took the lead, and neither team has scored since. So just checking the count, it's 2-2, not 3-2. So 2-2 here on Kendall Simmons. And the pitch on the way is inside. No, it was 3-2. My mistake. Inside ball 4. Good eye by Simmons, who's on base for a third time. And that's the first baseman of the Blue Claws have had in 5 trips to the plate against Perez. Runner at first, one out for Wingrove. And the walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son for appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses. Get to PC Richard & Son. with a friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. Rickson pops one up off third foul out of play. And McCown nothing and one. Now, Rickson, if you remember, during the World Baseball Classic in the quarterfinal, Australia was playing Cuba, and he had a home run in that game to bring Australia within one against Cuba. Marlon Perez was not on that team, but he is from Havana. Sure he was watching. And the pitch is in there for a call and strike. And the count, nothing in two. Cuba would end up winning that game. And I saw, the first time I saw Tank Adamson after the, when they got in after the WBC, when they got up here. Wingrove punches one to the ground to short right at Barley. Field steps on second, throws to first, double play. So Wingrove grounds into a 6-6-3 double play, and that retires the side. We'll pick up that story when we go to the eighth. No runs, a walk, a double play, and none left. 4-3, Wilmington to the eighth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Taken. Jordy Martinez, the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. We head into the eighth inning. Jersey Shore down 4-3. And Jordy will be the fifth pitcher of the day for Greg Brodzinski's side. Four to three Wilmington, and Will Frizzell, a lefty, will lead things off against Martinez. Carlos Francisco went one inning, allowed a hit, and the first pitch is a strike. A hit batsman, and no walks, one strikeout. So the batter is Will Frizzell, who's walked 3 times today, and he takes in there for a called strike, and the count is 1-1. Martinez has had a pretty solid season. That's in there for a called strike. 4 and runs in 13 and 2/3 innings. He has 2 saves, 6 walks, and he struck out 17 on the year. Left-hander from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a breaking ball. Check swing. He went around. Strike 3. And 1 away. So Martinez comes in, gets the strikeout. 1 down for Onyx Vega. Martinez, if you remember, was a starter with Clearwater last year. And then he made 2 starts at the end of the season with the Blue Claws. But he's come back this year exclusively as a reliever. And so far, so good. Here's Onyx Vega, who's 0-2. And he lines this one in the air to right field. Pineda started back, coming on. He can't get it. Drops in front of him for a single. So Vega singles to right. He's at first with 1 out. That'll bring up Jeremy De La Rosa. That is only the 4th hit of the game for the Blue Rocks, and here's De La Rosa, who's 0-3. Blue Claws have out-hit Wilmington 9-4, but Wilmington on the big hit, the 3-run homer by T.J. White, his 3rd home run of the season. Wilmington has the 4-3 lead, and Blue Claws will have six outs to play with to try to come back and tie and win the game. Fastball, that's low, and it's one ball and no strike. So, Tony, Chris Adamson, talking about Rickson Wingrove in that WBC quarterfinal against Cuba, and Orion Kirkering, by the way, beginning to swing his arm around in right field. I think we're going to see him in the ninth, and that'll be exciting. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. I said, yeah, I thought you guys were going to win, and he said, yeah, so did I. We left 15 men on base.
Oh, bye.
0-1. That's in the dirt, blocked by Caleb Ricketts. Two balls, a strike on De La Rosa. Kirkering and Ricketts both joined the Blue Claws last Tuesday while the team was in Greensboro. Kirkering pitched in two of the games down there. And there's a strike. He gave up a home run on Saturday after not allowing a run in 10 in the third innings with Clearwater and then his first inning with the Blue Claws. Wingrove holds on Vega at first. There's not a threat to steal. 2-2 is down and outside of fastball. And the count, three balls and two strikes. That was 94 miles an hour on that fastball from Jordy Martinez. So 3-2, and the pitch is low and outside. Ball four. So another walk issued by Blue Claws pitching. That's seven in the game today, and it puts runners at first and second for Wilmington, with one out for T.J. White, who has that big three-run home run earlier. So here's White batting from the right side, and he takes that one a little bit low for a ball. White is a switch hitter from Spartanburg, South Carolina, fifth-round pick in 2021. Hit 11 homers with Fredericksburg last year, and that home run in the fourth inning off of Betancourt is third of this season. Swing and a miss. Fastball. White the batter. And Martinez's pitch in the dirt, blocked by Caleb Ricketts. So two balls and a strike, I believe. And now Ricketts will head out to the mound and have a quick word with his left-hander.
Yeah, I misspoke earlier in the game, as fate would have it. I said he had like 29 career home runs. That's not correct. He has... That was his 18th, still a lot, 18th career home run since he turned pro in 2021. That home run that White hit came on the first pitch after Betancourt had been visited by athletic trainer Megan Flaherty and the Blue Claws coaching staff.
2-1 is inside, ball three, as White jackknifes out of the way.
And Betancourt had been doing a little stretching on the mound, whatever. Everybody came out to take a look at him, and he took a warm-up pitch or two and said he was okay. And the very next pitch that he threw, White lined onto the berm in right field.
3-1, outside, ball four. So that will load the bases and bring up Jordy Barley, the shortstop. And Greg Brodzinski will have a decision to make. I'm sure what he's probably going to do is play the infield kind of halfway. Corners in, middle, maybe halfway. Here comes Phil Condari, the pitching coach, to talk to Martinez.
Yes. A group of fans down here encouraging Martinez on here.
Well, it hasn't worked. That's eight walks allowed by Blue Claws pitching today. They've been able to mostly dodge through it because they've only given up four hits, but they certainly have lived dangerously. Phil Condari in his first season with the Phillies. Longtime New Jersey baseball personality as a player at Cliffside Park High School. Seton Hall. And then as a mental skills and performance coach, which he still does on the side. Then he coached at Seton Hall, coached at Rutgers. Now coaching here. Here's Barley. And he drives this one down the right field line, slicing away from Pineda. If it stays fair, it's trouble. And it does, fair ball. Base hit. It hops out of play for a ground rule double. But two runs score. And Wilmington extends their lead. The Blue Rocks have it up to 6-3. Maybe they were chanting for Jordy Barley.
Yeah, that must have been it. Yeah, I think that was it.
So Barley comes through his eighth and ninth RBIs of the season. And Vega and De La Rosa score. White goes to third. Barley goes to second. And it's 6-3 Blue Rocks. And now the Blue Claws have the infield in.
Yeah, Jordy Martinez had walked on these six and struck out 17.
And Orion Kirkering is sat down, by the way. Here's Viandel Pena, one hopper to short. It gets by the backhand of Martin out in the left field. One run scores White. Barley around third. The throw to the plate on a hop. Not in time. That'll be a two-run single for Viandel Pena. And Wilmington has an 8-3 lead.
Well, they have busted this game open here in the top of the eighth inning of Martinez, who had been pitching very well. I started to say he had struck out 17 and walked just six in 13 innings. 13 and two-thirds innings coming into this appearance here tonight. But the walks in this inning really set himself up for trouble.
Jacob Young skies one foul down first out of play. The count nothing and one.
So after both teams threatened often during this ball game, it's Wilmington which has finally cashed into a big opportunity here in the top of the eighth.
And Jordy throws over to first. Pena back standing. So that is Chase Antle, who is throwing now in the bullpen. He's come on very strong. There goes the runner. Pitch is high. Throw to second by Ricketts. Not in time. Stolen base for Pena, his eighth of the season. Good throw by Caleb,
was,
but
yeah.
Just a touch late. So after Martinez struck out Frizzell, Vega single, De La Rosa walked, White walked, Barley a two-run double, and then Pena the two-run single. So four in the eighth, and they lead it 8-3. Runner takes off for third, swinging a chopper to short. Martin grabs the backhand, turns, throws little first, but dug out by Wingrove in time, two down. Jacob Young advances, or grounds out rather, and Pena advances to third. Here's James Wood, who has flown to left, struck out swinging and flown to left, and also walked.
So it's Wilmington that has a small but vociferous rooting section down here to our left.
Pitches outside of the count, 1-0.
First two rows down just to our left, to the left of home plate.
To our left of home
right,
plate, the
yeah.
Third base side.
Right.
Breaking ball from Martinez. That catches the outside corner with a count 1-1. How come the Blue Claws fans never...
yeah, really.
...this into it? 1-1 pitch. Pulled on the ground up first and foul. And the count 1-2. So one of the games at Hickory last week, mm-hmm. Kendall Simmons struck out four times.
And okay, yeah.
He got a hit in the game, but he struck out four times. And somebody, there's like a Twitter account in Hickory that, like, they just wait for somebody to strike out four times at Hickory. Here's a fly ball hit well out in the left center field. Carr going back toward the track. He's there. And in front of the track makes the catch. They had a little fun with it. And Simmons liked a tweet, so I guess he appreciated it. But they were chanting and yelling at him after he went down four times. Four runs in this inning, though, for Wilmington. They do it on three hits. There were no errors, and they leave one. They go to the bottom of the eighth. Wilmington 8 and the Blue Claws 3 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Marcus Lee Sang will lead it off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws now trail it 8-3. And Orion Kirkering, Tony, is up in the bullpen, so he's going to pitch the ninth inning, and he'll get his first taste of Shoretown Ballpark. Breaking ball high to Marcus Lee Sang in the count 1-0, where apparently most of the fans are rooting, or the loudest fans are rooting for Wilmington. Here's the 1-0, and that one fouled back into the screen. And one ball and one strike on Lee Sang. Lee Sang, Martin, and Pineda. Blue Claws are still out hitting Wilmington in this game 9-6, but they trail it 8-3. And Lee Sang skies one down third. Coming on is Young. Out goes Lipscomb, and nobody gets it. Lipscomb peeled away a little bit, thinking Young was coming on, but it lands between them. They're both still moving. Neither was camped underneath it. But it lands foul. They have a count 1-2. It'll be cool to see Kirkering, Tony, in the ninth inning.
Would have rather seen him in there with a tie game or a lead, but it'll be cool to see.
Well, I think that was the plan. That one is outside for a ball to Marcus Lee. Sang of the count 2-2. Remember, 11:05 tomorrow, Victor Vargas will start for the Blue Claws. It'll be his first appearance at home this season. There's a ball. Lee Sang thought it was strike three. I mean, that was, I don't know where that. It wasn't low and it wasn't outside. Catcher got up to throw it to third. Called it a ball. And Marcus fouls it off third base side, still 3-2. Did you notice that? It looked like Lee Sang took a step to the first base dugout. The first base Blue Claws dugout. Another 3-2. Grounded off first. Lunging backhand by White. Fielded by the second baseman, Pena. And no throw to first. And that'll be a base hit for Marcus Lee Sang, the 10th hit for Jersey Shore, and Marcus's second hit of the game. So he's at first, nobody out, and Casey Martin coming to the plate. Casey is 1-for-3. He extended his hitting streak to 8, over which he's now 11-for-30. Kendall Simmons is 1-for-2 with 2 walks. He extended his hitting streak to 10, over which he's 15-for-42. Fastball, that is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and 1. Leandro Pineda's on deck. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Marlon Perez has done a very nice job in relief. This is his third inning, yet to allow a hit to the outfield. That was an infield hit by Lee Sang. Swing and a miss by Casey for strike 3. Well, Martin strikes out, and that's one away. Second strikeout for Marlon Perez. It brings up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder.
That was the first hit for the Blue Claws since Jared Carr's single as the second batter up in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Pitch to Pineda. That's a curveball and a high strike call. And the count, nothing and one on Leandro. It was 0 for 2 with a walk. Blue Claws do draw walks. Swing and a miss by Pineda. And the count, nothing and two. 158 coming into the day for Jersey Shore, the second most in the Sally League. And you can tack on another four that they've drawn in this game. Time called at the plate by Pineda. Unfortunately, while they've drawn four, they've issued eight. 0-2 pitch way outside. And it's one ball, two strikes. So Victor Vargas will start tomorrow, Tony. He has had kind of an interesting spring He bounced around a little bit going to throw live BP to Bryce Harper. And that's way outside, 2-2. Went to Philly, went to Houston. He went to Philly a couple of times, and then he went to Houston. And then he was going to go to L.A. That one is high for a ball, 3-2. I think he did go to L.A., but then Harper got cleared while they were in L.A., so he was not needed. And then he met the Blue Claws in North Carolina. 3-2 pitch. Popped up off third, foul out of plate, and the count remains 3-2. But, yeah, I got to ask him about that. Because that's got to be a pretty cool experience. What the Phillies did in that whole situation was pretty incredible. Breaking ball popped up behind the plate, and again, out of play. Have you ever heard of a situation like that where a team would fly pitchers into throw live BP to avoid a rehab? Guys always rehab.
Now,
when you're out that long from that serious of a surgery.
Granted, it's Bryce Harper, but
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him on a breaking ball, strike three.
It makes you wonder if these minor league rehabs are overrated. Harper has come smoking right back in there.
Well, remember last year he goes to Lehigh and it's a home run in like
first at bat,
and then he has a walk-off hit the second day.
That's enough.
And Greg Brodzinski knows him reasonably well because he was in the big league staff for a few years, and then he was in Lehigh last year, fastball strike. Jared Carr in the count, nothing in one. And he said, yeah, the energy in the whole ballpark in Lehigh for those 2 days was just out of this world. But you knew right away that he was ready. 0-1, that's outside. The anniversary of Harper's first Energy Park debut was on Saturday the 13th. He was here with Hagerstown. 1-1 pitch is low to Carr, two balls and a strike. Orion Kirkering will pitch the ninth, so that'll be his Shoretown ballpark debut. One of the hottest rising Phillies farmhands, and Carr skies one off third in foul ground for Lipscomb. Behind the bag, he makes the catch, and that retires the side. Three scoreless in relief for Marlon Perez. No runs, one hit, one left. Kirkering and the Blue Claws down 8-3. Kirkering coming out for the ninth on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Ryan Kirkering set to make his Blue Claws debut. Right-hander out of the University of South Florida, who was a fifth-round pick of the Phillies last year. We go to the ninth inning, and Wilmington has an 8-3 lead over Jersey Shore. Kirkering to face Trey Lipscomb, and the first pitch is bounced foul behind the plate, and the count is nothing and one. That was 96 miles an hour on the fastball. Kirkering from Venice, Florida, turned 22 years old on April 4th. Slider down and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. We talked to Matt Gelb of The Athletic earlier in the game. Matt's down behind home plate watching right now, and he was saying it's not just fastball, line shot back up the middle and a base hit going into center field for Trey Lipscomb. He's aboard at first with nobody out. It'll bring up Will Frazil. It's not just the fastball, but the fastball has gotten up to 100 miles an hour this year, but it's also a nasty slider. And he was just toying with hitters in Clearwater to not allow a run in 10 and a third inning. Struck out 18. Fastball strike to lefty Will Frazil, and the count nothing in one. So they sent him up here, made his Blue Claws debut on Wednesday in Greensboro, 1-2-3. And it gave him a two-run homer, though, on Saturday. Fouled away, third base side by Frazil, and the count is nothing in two.
Now, my only question on that, was that a Greensboro home run, or would that have been out?
No, I don't think so.
That was out of any ballpark. Yeah, okay. Most ballparks.
Wingrove holds on. Lipscomb at first. Nobody out. 8-3 Wilmington in the ninth. There's the slider. Swing and a miss.
Beautiful.
And
pitch.
He strikes out Frazil, swinging for out number one. So Frazil down swinging. First strikeout as a Blue Claw here in Lakewood for Kirkering, and Onyx Vega coming to the plate. And you do get the feeling there will be a lot more strikeouts in Kirkering's Blue Claw's future. And the slider drops in there for a called strike. I asked him today about his name, and he is named for the constellation Orion in his belt.
Wow.
0-1, another slider, and a beauty. This one on the inside corner, and it's nothing in two. So two 85, 86 mile an hour sliders. And then he can back it up with a high 90s heater if he wants. 0-2 to Vega. And the pitch. Another slider. Punched in the air. Shallow right field. Pineda charging it. He's there. Makes the shoulder high catch. And that's out number two. When Matt was on before, he was saying some scouts that he's talked to have had him as a big league arm like today. And guys are wondering how he fell to the fifth round. Foul back into the screen. That was 97 on the fastball, nothing in one. One of the things that you could think of, last year he kind of went back and forth between the bullpen and the rotation in South Florida. Maybe he just wasn't as sharp, but the Phillies were all over it. Made a great pick. 0-1 on Jeremy De La Rosa. Bats on the left side. Fastball on the outside corner. And the count, nothing in two. So Kirkering looks for the second strikeout. And here's the pitch. Fastball inside for a ball. And it's 1-2. It's 98 on the Hawkeye system. Lipscomb leads off first. Another slider, bounce foul. That is nasty. Sometimes you can just tell. It's sharp, late movement from Kirkering, who is set at the belt looking for his second strikeout. And the pitch. Another slider. That one bounces in there. Skips by Ricketts.
bounces off to the right, and that'll be a wild pitch to allow Lipscomb to head down to second. Kirkering and Ricketts have worked extensively together in Williamsport. In fact, they were promoted to Jersey Shore together, with Clearwater. Before he came up, Kirkering struck out 18 out of 35 batters faced, by the way. Broken bat, one hopper to second. How Yu Lee backs up to grab it, tosses over to first, and then retires the side. So Ryan Kirkering, short town ballpark debut. No runs, one hit. No errors, one strikeout, one broken bat, and a man left. 8-3 Wilmington to the bottom of the ninth on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Down by five as we head into the bottom of the ninth inning, and Nick Ward will lead it off. Nick is 2-for-3 here today, and Marlon Perez, his day is over. He went three scoreless innings, allowed just one hit and struck out three, walked one. And new pitcher for Wilmington is right-hander Jack Sinclair. He's the fourth Blue Rocks pitcher of the day. Here's Nick Ward, and the first pitch from Sinclair is a breaking ball inside, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes on the 27-year-old from Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Sinclair, 11 games, 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA. Ward lifts one in the air to center. Pretty well hit, but playable for James Wood. Backs up, now comes in his step. About 15 feet in front of the track. Makes the grab, one away. A loss will drop the Blue Claws back to two games under 500 at 14-16. 11:05 a.m. game tomorrow, where Victor Vargas will start for the Blue Claws against left-hander Dustin Sines, who's been very good so far this year with a 2-2 ERA coming in. We'll see how Greg Brodzinski sets the lineup up with all the lefties that the Blue Claws have, and the lefty starter tomorrow for Wilmington, and that one is inside to Hao Yu Lee, 1-1 and no strikes. Now, there's only so much that he can do because Blue Claws have three outfielders. Four, if you count Wilfredo Flores, who can play left field. And Lee hits a hot shot down third. Nice backhand by Lipscomb on one hop. Fires across the first in time. Two down. And all four of those lefties, or all four of those outfielders, bat left-handed. So they're going to have a few lefties in there. Here is Caleb Ricketts, a left-handed bat, who's 0 for 4. I asked Caleb today when he started to hit left-handed, and he said when he was about 9, and he was playing hockey, and he plays hockey left-handed. So he kind of just naturally segued into batting left. He golfs right-handed, pitches low in the count, 1-1, no strikes. And I told him batting left-handed was probably the best decision that 9-year-old Caleb ever made. 1-0 on Ricketts, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. And it's 1-1 on Caleb. Two out, nobody on in the ninth. Wilmington 8 and Jersey Shore 3. Pitch on the way. That's on the inside corner, called strike. And the count now is 1-2. So Jersey Shore down to their final strike. And Ricketts inside out to fly ball into left toward the line. Young, plenty of room. He's there. Makes the grab with one hand, and the ball game is over. So the Blue Claws go down 1-2-3 in the ninth off Sinclair, and Wilmington takes the first game of this series by a final score of 8-3. Totals for Wilmington, 8 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. For Jersey Shore, 3 runs on 10 hits, and there were no errors. The winning pitcher will be Lucas Knowles. He's 2-0. Carlos Betancourt will take the loss, and he falls to 1-2. Blue Claws are 14-16. Wilmington is 18-15. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes. The attendance was 2,517. Tony, take it away.
Okay, Greg, when the Blue Claws look back at this ball game, it'll be the lack of timely hitting which really submarined their chances. They had all sorts of chances early. They had the leadoff batter on in 6 of the first 8 innings, but only scored in the first and third. Nick Ward's double, round of a third on a misplay, scored in the first inning. Rickson Wingrove, 2-run single in the third, but that was all the offense the Blue Claws could muster, along with their failing to take advantage of the early opportunities. They wound up going 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position overall. Now, Wilmington went 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, but they had the big hits in that department. There was the 3-run home run by T.J. White. That was in the fourth that put Wilmington ahead 4-3. And then they got a 2-run double from Jordy Barley in the eighth, and a 2-run single from Pena in the eighth inning as well, and that 4-run splash which sewed it up for Wilmington. Looking at the Phillies affiliate scoreboard tonight, well, first, the Phillies will be getting underway in about an hour, 9:45. They're taking the Giants again, trying to even that series in San Francisco. Zach Wheeler on the hill for Philadelphia in that one. Reading and Somerset have been in the seesaw game, which is now tilted in Somerset's way. This is a Double-A Yankees affiliate. They lead Reading now 13-8, bottom of the seventh. Reading 12-20 to begin the night, as Carlos de la Cruz has hit his eighth home run for Reading. Oliver Dunn is fourth. Clearwater is pounding on Bradenton. That's a 12-5 score. Clearwater is out in front. The Threshers, who are going to go to 25-9 in first place in their division, have racked up 10 hits in that ball game. They lead 12-5 over Bradenton, which is now in the top of the eighth inning. Clearwater 12 and Bradenton 5. Lehigh Valley is losing to Worcester. The Woosox, playing at home, lead the Iron Pigs 8-2. Top of the eighth, Lehigh Valley entered that game all even at 19-19. Here again tonight at Shoretown, Blue Claws fall 8-3 in the opener of this six-game set with the Blue Rocks, the Washington Nationals affiliate. 8-7-1 for Wilmington, 3-10-0 for Jersey Shore. The good news for the Blue Claws on an individual basis is Kendall Simmons extended his hitting streak to 10. He had a single and 2 walks. And Casey Martin extended his hitting streak to 8 with a single in the third inning. The next game will be at the crack of 11:05 tomorrow morning, as Victor Vargas, no record of 1.80 ERA, will take on one of the top lefties in the league, Dustin Sines, 1-1. He's made a bunch of starts, but hasn't figured in a whole lot of decisions, so that 1-1 record sort of belies that 2.22 ERA, which is among the best in the league. 2.22 ERA. Vargas, with that 1.80 ERA, has been very good. Hasn't pitched enough innings to qualify for the leaders as of yet. That's an 11:05 a.m. game tomorrow morning. and Greg will have it for you at 10:55 in the a.m. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Colwell, social media from Taylor Petrangelo and Greg. And for Greg Jamberisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight at Shoretown, Wilmington 8 and Jersey Shore 3. Have a clawsome rest of your evening, everybody.